Blog Talk Radio.
If you don't make it, you just don't make it. Everybody ain't champions. But I am. Playtime mode is the big league. Go. Playtime mode is the big league. Go. Playtime mode is the big league. Go. Playtime mode is the big league.
Perfect release from the top of the key. Three. Step back, pull up. Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese. Slam. Ooh. Got the crowd out they seat. One step closer to the big ring. Courtside seat so close I could trip a referee. Send them draw the foul and one, that's three. Go. The reason y'all lose, you don't stick no D. No. To win, gotta play team ball, that's key. Show. Been won a championship in the trap. It's Rollie a trophy, I hold it up. Got me one. They let us get up with no points, it's a wrap. Don't shine every time, it's an open look. Over with. Shake them up, cross them up. Post, move. Defense, lock them up. Ain't nobody hot as us, pump, fake, shoot again, add it up. 24 pointers in an AP shot clock. Damn, what them rocks in your ear call? A lot. On the grind, don't stop, one day it's gonna pay off, pay off. Made it from the bottom to the playoffs.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Perfect release from the top of the key. Three. Step back, pull up. Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Slam. Ooh. Got the crowd out they seat. Up. One step closer to the big ring.
Courtside seats, it's the big bag. Hit a jumping red shot, get them big mad. Real hustle knew one day we're gonna pay off, pay off. Yeah, now I'm ballin' in the playoff, playoff. Mansion in Miami, ball at the Celtics. Got a unit MVP, yeah, I nailed it. Bought a Rolls Royce online, they mailed it. No look pass to the bag, how you feel that?
Shake them up, cross them up, post, move. Defense, lock them up. Ain't nobody hot as us, pump, fake, shoot again, add it up.
Shot clock, buzzer be the Lambo, two-seater, we don't do new people. Fast break, taking off, lose one, shake it off, bounce back, then defeat. Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Like the O2 Lakers, I 3-peat. Me and we don't ever lose, we repeat. Yeah, they hate, but they really wanna beat me. But they do a no look when they see me. Red sweat like Ja, I'm a grizzly. Think I'ma fall when I ball, you silly. I might try y'all my penny. Hey, last name Jay, my first name Mike.
Playtime over the tip off. They try to cross me, spit off. No longer see me, got kicked off. Throw up the alley and watch our lift off. We got them pissed off, look at the score. No Michael Jordan, we in Dior. Bet on the Warriors when they hit the floor. Yeah, you get your ligaments torn.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Perfect release from the top of the key.
Three.
Step back, pull up. Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Slam.
Ooh.
Got the crowd out they seat.
Up.
One step closer to the big ring.
Playtime mode, it's the big ring.
Go.
Playtime mode, need a big ring.
Go.
Playtime mode, need a big ring.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big ring.
Go.
What's going on, DMV, and everyone else that's tuned in tonight? It's your boy JB with JB Lock It In. Sorry I've been away, man. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. As a promoter, working with kids and working, trying to do everything under the sun and trying to please everyone. It's hard doing a show every Thursday, but I'm going to work. I'm going to talk to my – even Fred. I've been talking to Fred. I'm going to do two Thursdays out of the month. I'm probably going to either do the first and the third or the second and the fourth. But, I got to get back on it, man. I do miss it because, man, drag, grudge racing – racing cars, that's my life, man. Other than my family and getting out there and helping educate these kids and guiding them in the right place, that's my heart. That's my thing, because let's just be honest, a lot of people out here trying to live their best life and get, recognition for themselves. But I just turned 40 this year. I done a lot of things in my life, and I've been here, been there, been that. But, I think it's time to give back to the next generation, help them get right, I've been furthering myself with the mentoring and trying to get kids in the race and cars, just period, man, because I don't know if y'all see it, but there's a decline behind us, there is a decline behind us. The kids aren't really feeling it. They go to cruisings and car meets. You don't see muscle cars. You don't see race cars no more. You don't see muscle. You might see Scat Pack, new model muscle here and there. But right now, man, we in a decline, and I'm there. I'm one of those mentors and educators to try to keep it going in the right direction, man. Stop worrying about ourselves and our flex and worry about the next generation. So, you know, just bear with me. You know, I'm going to try to do the first and the third or the second and the fourth. Either one, I'm getting back on here. You know, I'm getting back into doing my events. You know, I got one coming up October 1st, the 29th and the 1st, September 29th and October 1st, you know, Team Z Small Block Championship, got that coming up. I got, you know, Grudge and Treat coming up. But what I wanted to get on here tonight and talk about was one of our promoters that, you know, to me right now, you know, he's not only just a promoter. He's a promoter, and he indulges in being a hype man as well as a promoter. And, you know, I love hearing him on the, you know, on the microphone. He gets in there. He's, you know, he's hype. He's feeling it. The vibe is coming, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter. See, this is what I've gotten to, my DMV family. You know, everybody's like, ah, man, these big dudes are coming out. They about to race two Bears. Yeah. You know, I like looking at the Bears race. I'm not going to lie. But, man, I done got to a point in my life where I can look at two, you know, guys just from regular Joes. You know, they racing on a Friday night. You know, might be 300, 400, 500. It might not. It ain't no 25,000, whatever. But you know what I see with people racing that are your average Joes, they don't need a lot of attention or Facebook, or, you know, they don't need people to hype them up. They'll start their own energy. They push their own energy. So what I'm saying, this person, this promoter I got on here tonight, you know, I've been watching him, and, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, they got a good event, him and Custom T 410. They got a good event next week. I mean, they're not just promoting the big dog, but they're promoting the small dog too. And that's what I like, because, you know, being in this no-time world, you know, we get so focused on social media to the point where we're like, oh, we got to see this race. We got to see that race. I like it all. I didn't get into this big wheel stuff with a partner of mine. That's a new journey, but we trying it. And so, I mean, I've been getting in the most, you know, just here, there, just been getting into everything. But I just want to let y'all know that I got Mr. Fred Wheatley on tonight, and I'm going to get him to push the one button in a minute and just give us a rundown. Well, first I want to talk to Fred on, basically, I want to know where this came about, like wanting to do events and wanting to be the hype man and I just want to know more about Fred Wheatley. See, don't get me wrong. I know Fred's been doing this about 2, 3, maybe 4 years, maybe 5. I think it's 4 or 5. But I want to know Fred into getting into this, what pushed him and Antoine into saying, you know what, let's do something for the 410. Let's start something that says, hey, we here. Let's move in a different direction. I want to know. So I got him on here. And I'm going to get Fred to push the one button, but I'm going to get some information first on what made him want to become a promoter / hype man. So let me get him open, and I just want to let y'all know that right now, let's see, I got on Mr.
Hey, JB, and, you don't get no better than that, man.
Yo, Fred, what I really, this is a lot of people, don't get me wrong, I can show you, I've been hacked last week or a couple weeks ago, I've been this, I've been that. People, JB, why you don't do nothing no more? Why you? It's a lot right now, man, with this trying
it's
to.
It's a lot going on, like, man.
Being a teacher and an educator and a mentor, you know, we about to open up another boxing gym. So much that I can't do everything, but, you know, one of the old heads, and I know he on here, Chicken, his name Terrell Robinson, a.k.a. the owner of the Showstopper, he gets on me every single week Fuck you, JB. You don't want to do a show. Fuck you, JB. And you know what? The old heads, they get a kick out of hearing us talk shit. They get a kick I understand it.
This is what
they
we
like
do, man.
This is what we do. And this is what I've been doing for a long time. And, you know, I can't just let it go. So I got to find a happy medium. So I'm going to probably pick two, you know, Thursdays out the month just to talk trash, hype up events. Because, like I said,
that's right.
You got a hell of an event coming on next week with Custom T at MIR. You know, you got Stomp.
Yes, sir, Uncle Larry.
You got some good events this week and next week. And we got to hype them up. We got to promote them. Because, man, I just found out I might can even make the event this Saturday, which is crazy. I'm supposed to be going to a King George concert, which is, you know, the singer of what's that song called, man? That blue Southern Soul singer. And he's here in Virginia, but the party don't start till 9. So I'm like, man, I might pull a fast one and try to go to Stomp the Ears together and then pop up.
Do a 2-for-1, right?
You know. Yeah, I might, you know, I'm going to try my hardest because, man, I love it. You know, I don't care. See, that's what I've got to. I got to the point where it can be Goliath out there running Goliath, or it can be David and David. I'm okay with it. You know, I'm okay with seeing, you know, the guy that's not on Facebook talking every 10 minutes, hyping himself up. I'm okay with seeing the regular Joe race. It's more, and I tell you why. I was on a show the other day. I think it was in Alabama. What do they call those where they do, it's on the phone, and I forgot what it's called, this little grudge show they do, but Zello, I think it was, and the guys were saying, you know what, the average Joe, them guys are getting in the paint right now. They really are.
Yep.
They're getting in the paint. They don't need Facebook. They don't need the hype. They're getting in the paint. It might not be 20,000, 30,000. Let's be honest, Brett. You know what I'm saying? I know there's people out there that run for the bag, and that's good. There's people out there that need their egos stroked, and, yo, you got to talk about me. But then there's that other guy that's like, yo, I'm going to work my 9-to-5. I'm going to punch that clock 5 o'clock on Friday. I'm going to drive to the track. I'm going to take my, you know, my cooler. I'm going to take my grill. I'm going to take my little, maybe about 10, 15 people and my family, and we're going to have some fun. And we, you know, we might gamble a couple hundred. They can't be pushed to the side. And the reason I said that about you, Fred, because I've been watching, the thing I can see about, say, like your events in Delaware.
13.
It might not be, you know, US 13. It might not be a bunch of Goliaths out there. And that's cool. That's cool. It might not be a whole lot of Goliaths. But it's people bringing action. So at the end of the day, you're giving your hometown some grudge racing. And that's what's needed. That's really what's needed. Because I was watching videos and people talking about we're losing our hobby. And we are. We are slowly. I'm not going to lie to you. You can kind of see, you know, with tracks dying out, the glue shortage, parts going up. They're trying to push it out. I understand. I see the global warming. They're trying to say. But, you know, with people like you and I and this other guy that's on here that smokes cigarettes 27 times a day, you know, I'm not going to open this one button up right now because all we're going to hear is, yo, I would have locked somebody in. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? That guy, but the thing is.
Man, I already know who that is.
Yeah, we already know who it is. I'm going to just go ahead and open him up so I don't keep him on hold long. But the thing is, Chris, you know, grudge racing is strong if we keep promoting it and pushing it.
Yes.
So, you know,
I want you
to give me some, you know, some insight on what's going on. Because some people, you know, I might have some people on here. Because I do have a packed show because I just found out my other number was. See, what happens is we got online listeners and internet listeners. So when they pack it out, then I got to be put on a second number. So we got a lot of people that just listening. They just want to hear it. It's almost like I won't call my show like Facebook, but it's almost like a podcast because it's recorded and you can listen to it at a different. So what I want to ask you, give us a little insight on what's going on next weekend. Give us the whole rundown. Grudge Rate, if you got it, I know you probably got a note section on your phone. Give us those, you know, I know we know about the big stuff. Even tell us about that. But tell us about, it might be a grudge race that got locked in 10 minutes ago, or somebody just tell us, give us a rundown on what's going on at Underdog and Bridge Wars, the Bridge Wars and the Underdog, after Dark Underground.
Okay, so first of all, you know, this next week we're looking to make grudge history in the DMV. 410 Grudge Dreams, Custom Tees, After Dark Underground, Bridge Wars, right? So, you know, put our heads together and say, we want to bring that type of action that normally we have to fly to Orlando for. We want to keep it in the DMV. So that's the thought process. We went into it, you know, how can we bring that type of stage so we don't have to travel, you know, 10, 12 miles to jump on the plane. So, you know, some of the evidence that we know from an After Dark perspective, shout out to Larry Butler and the Keyboard Nationals. So, you know, the Big Tire is going to be getting busy early on in the day. And they'd be running a tight program so they can finish that up. And then, you know, outside of that, the Bridge Wars program. We'll speak about some of the things that we already noticed evident. A small block championship, a champion will be crowned. You know, we got a shout-out to my man, CJ Jordan, little baby. We got a hell of a lineup. You know, it's been a lot of talk. And you know this, JB, yourself, from your no-clock small block stuff. There's been a lot of talk about who's the baddest. In the DMV,
yep.
So we're going to finally create the stage. Yeah, she was happy. Yeah. That's right, yeah, you hear. So we're going to create a stage. We're going to create a stage where as though we can finally know who is the baddest. And I'll tell you, JB, I don't think we put this out there, but one of the things that's even exciting about knowing who's the fastest, you know, we got Cannibal. We got, you know, Cassius Clay. They were looking to get it on last year at Bridge Wars, and Mother Nature didn't hold out for us. And we got Top Notch. That's 10. We also got my man Brian and Actwright, right? And then we got an alternate coming from North, my man Big Mike Lang, and Jackie Chan, just looking for somebody to breathe wrong or not being able to make the trip. And he says he's going to come in and wipe the whole class out. So... We know we got the baddest that the DMV has to offer in that small block class going to war. But not only are we going to crown a champion, but the winners are going to run, you know, for the title in 25,000, plus they side betting every round. But we're also going to have the losers run the next round so we can rank them 1 through 5. So I think I'm more excited about that too. You know what I mean? They've all agreed to run, you know, that second round, so we won't only know who 1 and 2 is. We want to know who 3, 4, and 5 is. So that's different. And as long as everybody still has oil pressure, that's something that they've all committed to. And these guys, you know, they call outs, and some of these bets are just as much as the pot they're running for each round. So there's not going to be any shortage of gambling that day. We're going to back the Brinks truck up there so we can accommodate everybody, but have a whole lot of fun with it. So the small block is first and foremost. We kind of built everything around that. And then we got one of the hottest classes in the country. I said a 484 class is heavy out there, no matter, you know, where you're coming from. So with that being said, you got some local favorites in the DMV. You got, you know, coming from down your way, JB, you got 69 Steel coming through. JC's coming through. We got Ransom Note is on that stage, 484. You got, the Brooks Brothers, Holy Ghost, you know, local DMV favorite. And then you got the People's Champ, Dino, right? You got Dino, the People's Champ, saying that he's going to put on for the 302 and show them why they call him the People's Champ all the way in Florida. And then our alternate in that class is my man Kevin in Game Time. So, once again, you got another heavy field. You got the best of the best going at it. And I think that's just going to be just as exciting as a small block so we can know who got the baddest 484 in the DMV. So that's the second one. Then the third one is the All Steel, All Glass. This is probably the phenomenon across the country, All Steel, All Glass, but we're going nitrous with this one. And we got in the Nitrous class, we got returning back, Mob Ties, Marquise and Mob Ties. That thing's sitting real mean, looking to make his debut in the DMV. You got The Warden. He's looking to lock somebody up, you know, put him on PC. You got your man Tron, Franklin Saint. And Tron has stepped in because William Brown III and Jan Pony, they couldn't make the call. And I think they were still waiting on some parts. So Twine was the alternate. And Tron is he's in, and he's coming to put on for a city. And then we got a local favorite coming out of the 302, making a lot of wave and, you know, across the country, and Betty Wright. So that's hot off the press. We haven't even put that out there formally. But Betty Wright is in, and he's taking Big Copperhead's place because he's waiting on some parts as well. So
okay. That's
another banger. You know what I mean? Another all still, all glass, that's another banger. That's something that's hot. Everybody, you know, look forward to, no matter what promoter you go to, no matter what city, what state, you got to have something to accommodate these all still, all glass guys because they're kind of taking over. So
yeah. Those
are the evidence. And then I would almost be remiss if I didn't put, you know, one of our DMV heavyweights and my man Dave Thomas putting on for a city and Illuminati. Everybody's been looking for this car, you know, to lay it down in the DMV. It's a favorite the day it was built. So Dave and Keenan and team, they put together a hell of a program. They got a top-notch car, and they're going to be racing another local hero in Jeff Rogers, giving Jeff the one-and-one with his big tire car. So that's going to be going down at 7:30. They got to be in the water box at 7:30, ready to go. So that's another heavy one. But something that you said earlier, JB, and you know, if you pay attention, and you've been paying attention to me and you talk a lot, I'm just as excited about the small stuff that's going to be at Bridgewater. I'll tell you right now, man, and we're going to have to run a program, we probably got on the upward bounds of 35-plus locked-in races. So when I tell you crazy, we will make sure the fans get what they came to see. And we're going to put on a tight program. Some of my favorites, you got King North versus the DMV. You got Tatiana, you know, Team Solo, Death Row, Maddox and Amigos and Ray Ray and team. They're going against Gordo and Charlie Brown, Team North. For a whole lot of cookies, right? So that's one of my favorites, because that's a good grudge rivalry, Team North and DMV. We do a lot together, but, you know, as my man Gordo say, we like to keep it spicy. My man, your man Melvin. Melvin, he got a good one locked in. We're excited about that. Man, a lot of these guys locally, you know, 8-Ball out of the 302, he got a couple races locked in. I got a couple races rocked in with my new car, Dead Presidents, that we just brought out not too long ago. So we're just as excited, the point I'm making without talking y'all to death is, we're just as excited about the small races as we are the headliners. And these guys, they're putting it on. And I was talking to 8-Ball. He said, listen, man, I don't want too many races, though. I ain't going to do no 3, 4, 5 races because it's too much going on. I want to see this race. I don't want to be racing all day long. I want to see this race. So, you know, that's how exciting it is just for the races itself. They want to see what we're going to bring to the table. So that's pretty much a lineup of what we got going on. We're still going to run the all-still, all-glass earlier in the daytime class. We're going to run the all-motor class early in the daytime class and the streetcar class. So it's a full day of action. Gates open 12 noon, and we're going to run it up to midnight. We're going to run a tight ship, and we're going to get busy.
Okay. I like that. So look, tell me something else too, because this is going on, and you know, and you're one of the promoters on it. Are like, what? So we got Jeff Rogers taking on Keenan, right?
What did you say? You got my power. Yeah. Jeff was in it.
So we got Jeff
said,
and Keenan,
said,
right?
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah. They, you know, they got a rematch,
so,
you know, so to speak.
Okay, so on top of that, you know, so is Black Nasty, you know, is the Camaro coming? Is the Camaro coming?
Black Nasty will be on the property.
Okay, so
Black Magic will be in the building.
So, because you know you're getting all this, this is what you get. You know, because I don't, you know, I used to, don't get me wrong, I used to be big into the social media thing, but I kind of pushed myself out because, you know, there's a whole lot of, you know, this and that.
Honestly, it's too much, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. So I kind of lay back, and we got a little morning show with the truckers, and we talk a little trash. You know, nephew, you know, he got Chicken, got my little cousin Junior. We got Ron Green, you know, my boy Shorty Pop, nephew
mm-hmm.
B, you know, a bunch of dudes in the morning, and we get on there and just talk a little trash here and there. But, you know, this is what, you know, because you get a few things. You get that there's a chance we may see that race. So can you give me might we see this race, or do you feel solid we might see hey, after the winner of that race, the winner will run Black Nasty, or how do you feel that going to go down?
So I'm going to be honest with you, and this race is, and I've had extensive talks with Dave. I had extensive talks with The Rock and Eddie and Anthony and, you know, and the Black Nasty team. You know, both of them won a race. Of course, they had, you know, a couple of venues. I apologize for the background noise. But, of course, they had a couple of venues where they weren't able to get the race off, and, you know, one can say it was because of this and the other could say it was because of that. But, you know, that's neither here nor there now. But what I'll tell you is Black Nasty is coming to the DMV because they want to race. You know, Dave is, you know, feeling some type of way because of, you know, some things that went down, I think, in Florida. And he traveled that far and he wanted to race. But I can't speak for Dave, but I'll tell you that I would not be surprised. I think, based off of what I know in talking to them, that race is going to happen. Dave is not going to allow them. I can't speak for him, but I'm just telling you, you know, Dave, stand up, dude. He's not going to allow them to come in his backyard and, you know, act like they're looking for him and not running. So if I'm a betting man, you know, I don't mind gambling. I would gamble and say it's a good gamble to say that there's a great chance that race is finally going to kick off next Saturday. Just talking to both of them individually.
And see, that's going to be – see, that's the thing – see, now, you know, let me tell you something, Fred. Now, there's been so much planning in the race. Oh, yeah, we got a race here. We got a race here. We got a race here. The best way that race could take place is this scenario.
Just
let's just say you Black Nasty's coming. You know he's coming. Boom. He gets there. You know, you already got the other two. They going to race. Boom, boom. Winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, the winner says, hey, man, shit, we got, you know, we got some time left. You know, the scoreboards are still off, cooling down. Let's go ahead and get this over with. It might, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It might not be Illuminati that cuts on the wind light in the first race. So, I mean, whatever. I'm just saying this scenario. So it might be Jeff Rogers taking on whatever. But having
I'm
going to
tell you something else, too.
All right.
My fault, JB. I didn't mean to cut you off. Some people, you know, because, you know, the Internet is good for marketing purposes and good, but sometimes it's too much, you know, because it waters the game down because everybody with a keyboard or a smartphone, they got a voice, right? So it waters the game down and it kills a lot of possibilities. But, you know, somebody, you know, that I heard say a long time ago, three things about the grudge game is money, math, and mystery. So
yes,
with that type of race, nobody's going to really show their whole hand and let people know exactly what they're going to do. So I would say just don't be surprised that race is finally going to happen. But nobody, for the caliber of race it is and the kind of, you know, pots that they're running for, you know, I don't care who you are, you would not want to show your whole hand at any given point so that someone can be exactly ready for you. So I would say based off of what I know, I'm a fan first, you know, put the promoter stuff, you know, secondary. I'm a fan first, and I talked to both of them for, man, let me tell you something. They're crazy. This race is crazy. You cannot get nothing accomplished with all of them on the phone, so you got to talk to them separate. But I can tell you
both
good teams, they stand up, you know, Rock them, stand up. They just want to race. But I can tell you, I'm a Batman. I'm going to say that race is going to happen. I'd be very surprised if it doesn't.
All right. Well, that you know what, Fred? You giving me some real hope right now because, like, what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get there early. I'm going to put the tent up. We're going to get Junior Killer out the trailer. We're going to do some tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run it through the – and hopefully, you know, like I said, one thing about Lil MJ, he been getting frustrated with this because don't get me wrong. He's got an all-steel, all-gas, small block. And as
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of the guys nowadays, and this is true, a lot of the guys don't have small blocks. So
I'm
glad that Dale Andy said, you know what, you know, the best way to lock a race, and I've been telling people, they put it up there, but the dudes talked on the back line, and I got to give a big shout-out to the Handy crew because it wasn't one of those, yo, I don't think I want to, you know, it wasn't, it's just, hey, man, it's locked, we coming. We going to support.
Yeah, the Handies will stand up, man.
You know,
they stand up, people.
Yeah, they stand up. We just, you know, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to pull the car trailer, warm it up, sit back. We're going to cut some Southern Soul on. We're going to be kicking it over the trailer. And, you know, we're going to have some fun next weekend. So that's where I want
right.
to get back to as far as having an event where you can kick it. You can have, like, you know, see people that you ain't seen for years. See people
right.
that you're like, oh, man, I – But that's what I want to get back to is seeing, you know, seeing action-packed racing from the start
mm-hmm.
to the finish and just having
mm-hmm.
fun, man. So, and I'm, something else
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, and I think I might have him on here for it, but I wish he would hit the one button because I want to ask him some questions, you know, because there's a four-car shootout going on next week, Friday. And I would really love if some of those guys would come on over Saturday. But
I saw
you know,
that ladies' night's gonna be live.
Nice,
I saw that.
You got a return of Ron Green in the game changer.
I like that.
You got the great Camaro. You got great vet of Ziffs. You got
mm-hmm.
you got Josie Wales. And you got that blue cobalt of Hancock.
Ooh.
The people, you know, you got paper.
That's
going to
be crazy.
So
that's crazy.
You got four full-grown. And you got different. You got two boosted combinations and two nitrous combinations. So,
uh-huh.
you know, and it's interesting. The reason I say it's interesting, you got a 4A4, you got a 5.3, and you got two big blocks. Well, no, you got a small block boosted application, small block twin turbo boosted, and you got a big block pro charged. So you got
mm-hmm.
four different animals, but one of them's coming out of the cage, which, you know, I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like. Don't get me wrong. I like seeing
mm-hmm.
different. I do. I kind of, you know, I really do. And I'm going to tell you, like I was telling you again, Fred, we just went this morning. My partner just picked up one of his we didn't got into the big wheel shit, too. It's different. I will say
I see you. I see you.
Yeah. We got my partner got a Cutlass, convertible Cutlass, LSX powered twin turbo. So we done jumped into that, too. So, you know, just
okay.
having fun. But I like seeing different shit. And different shit is
man.
You got four different combos. Now, you would think, all right, a 4A4 jumping in there with a 5.3. And two, you would think, oh, the 4A4 is definitely, you know, the one that you're like, he might not make it. I saw on that post, some people are picking Josie Wales to win that shootout.
I'm gonna tell you something, Josie Wales gonna be a problem.
That's what I'm
Josie
trying to
Wales
say.
Josie Wales gonna be a problem
like,
for anybody.
Yeah, I like different.
Shout out
I
to
like
Frankie
different.
And Marquise.
Like, yeah, and that's you know, and I heard now this another thing. I heard they're coming right on over Saturday, and I don't know, but Kevin, I know he's now in the shootout. Yeah, Kevin Wright is now in the shootout, so, you know, but I would tell you that would be a great race if they could come to a happy medium, maybe one of those cars in the four car, if, you know, because I know some of them are like they can't beat them head up. But just think if one of those cars chose to run Josie, maybe even off the trailer. Think about the hot – now, you know, I know those four cars are thinking, shit, we can't beat Josie. But at the same time, off the trailer, man, I'm going to tell you, man, you know, that off the trailer shit, it's a
that
hell
off
of
the
a
trailer is the neutralizer.
It's almost like this new slick shit, and I'm sorry. I mean,
yeah, I
know
it's
a new kit. I can't get with
– I can't get with that.
Off,
We'll wait until they get the glue back.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking at it. Don't get me wrong. I love PDRA. I go support it. I will watch it. Don't get me wrong. I'll sit back, you know, give me a cold beer, watch it. But one thing I like seeing people at their full best. Like, you mm-hmm. know, when you look at boxers at their best. Like, hey, man, it's me versus you. Mm-hmm. No hold back. But that's slick, man. It is. I understand what they're saying. You got a glue shortage. People just that. I like seeing people at their best. I can't give it a yes for
you. Yeah,
it.
I'm slick, man. It's just not for me. I mean, I know folks in tracks are doing what they got to do because the shortage of luminol, and that's why they can't, you know, get it out of Germany, not buying it from Russia, and that's why they can't produce the glue. But, man, that's just, you know, for these cars that are extremely fast with these, you know, radio applications, and now you switch them to slicks, and you can see a lot of them, man. They're all across the track, and I'm just not. That doesn't excite me the way these drag radio guys get busy normally. I just, the slicks doesn't do it for me.
Yeah. And let me, this is what I want to ask you, Fred. This is another thing.
Yeah.
While I got you on, what are some cars? Because there's a few, and, you know, I always hear this, Fred, and I know you hear the same cars run the same cars. I know you hear it. This guy was going to pick on this guy. This guy. Name. All right. I hate seeing it from, like, people that don't own cars, that don't. You know how, like, I ain't even going to lie to you, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
I know how some people put up, yo, I wish this person would run this person. That person
mm-hmm.
don't own shit.
Well, why don't you put something in the pot then if you want to see it?
Yeah. You know what? They just want it. But at the same time, Fred, being that you're a promoter and there's some cars that haven't been out in a while, whatever, name some cars you'd like to see get right in the paint. Now, I'm going to tell you a race that we got to see either this year or when they're right. And I know both of them are probably listening right now. We have to see Kenny Ferguson and the Cobalt Proof. It's got to happen. And it's the reason I say it's got to happen.
That's worth the price of admission.
See, the races with the most hype are going to be the races that have built up where two people have been constantly talking shit. You know, just it's like a year or
two. A true grudge rivalry.
If that's what, like, we got to see. Now, these are some races I would love to see. I'd like to see Kenny and his Camaro versus the Cobalt. Let's see some more. I'd like to see, now I know Kevin Wright's, you know, getting his right, whatever. I'd like to see Kevin Wright and JC. Now I know people are going to say, this is what I don't like. JC ain't done it. I want to say JC, I would say when he's right, JC's got a nice little killer. So what I want to see is if JC's got his right and him and Kevin, see both of them are old heads. They not young. They not like, I look when they put Kevin's car up with this person, they didn't feed into shit. It's not, they ain't looking for, they not with the young shit. This fighting on Facebook and yo, let's argue. Just think about if we could get Kevin Wright and JC at the same time. Both cars right, that'd be a grudge race, and it'd be different. It wouldn't be, you know, like, I'm going to tell you another one, Fred, and I bet you I got both of them on here. They argue like dogs every morning. But one way or another, Fred, you got to help me with this one. I don't care if it's at an event I do it or it's an event you do. You got to help me get, and I hope they both push the one button because I want to hear them talk shit. But you gotta help me get the Showstopper, driven by Ron Green, owned by Chicken.
Mm.
You gotta help me get them, and I think they're gonna change the name now. But Winslow Johnson, aka Dirty Red. You gotta help me get them. I think he call it Omar now. But you gotta help me get Omar and Showstopper lined up together.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one. And see, JB,
I'm going to touch on something you were talking about a while ago where people saying the same old cars and running the same old cars. Here's what I don't think the fans and a lot of people really have taken into account. I'm going to say for the DMV, you really have less than, I'll say probably, you probably have about 80 grudge cars in the DMV.
Yep.
No time grudge cars. Half of them are probably waiting for parts, right?
That's true.
And so if you say if it's 40, they got oil pressure and ready to get busy, you know, some, you know, 25% of them is scared of getting the paint because they don't want to lose because they don't want to be trolled on the internet, right? Or maybe they don't have the money to run for some of these types of pots with people trying to buy the pots. So it's not a plethora of grudge cars available to run. Right, so that's why as promoters you're forced to, you know, open up the no time shootouts and things of that nature because it's not as many grudge cars available as people think it is. And then the internet, a lot of that kills a lot of action that could happen because, you know, it's nothing wrong with running for, you know, 300, 500 or whatever the case may be. It doesn't have to be everybody running for 5 and 10 and 20 because, you know, we're in a recession, man, and the average person don't have that kind of money to lose. You know what I mean? So everybody can talk it because a pair of lips will say anything, but the average person doesn't have that type of money to lose. So it's a lot of things and reasons by you see a lot of the same cars racing is because there's not many cars available to race. So that's why it's exciting for an event like this where you have people forcing their hand, getting parts. I was talking to somebody earlier today that was like, listen, my converter is going to be available a couple of days before the event, and it's in South Carolina. It's going to be ready for on Thursday. I told them, don't mail it. I'm going to ride and pick it up so I can go get it, put it in Friday, and come to the track and ready to come out the trailer Saturday. So you got people who are trying to do whatever they can to make it happen so that you can see some different cars and some different looks for this type of event we have next Saturday.
You just hit it on the head. Now, something else I will say to you is, and that this is true too, Fred, and I'm not even going to sugarcoat it because, you know, it is true. You have some people of the 80 or whatever, how many cars, you have some people that really just don't want to take an L. And
they don't want to take an L.
It does boil down.
Somebody's scared and somebody's glad of it.
It does boil down. Because I'm going to tell you, man, all right. Off the trailer is anybody's race on any given day because let's just be honest. Nowadays, off the trailer, we in July. It's the hottest motherfucking month of the year. So
breezy out there.
It might be 80s when the track opens. Let's just say low 80s, mid 80s. It may be in the 80s. Track temperature over 100. Anybody
120 something, 130?
Yeah. Anybody can win that race. Anybody going there. Mm-hmm. Now, the smartest man is going to play the, hey, I'm going A to B. Now, you got that other guy that is still over there like, man, you know what, I got to embarrass this dude. And that's really what happened. He's still in the mindset of, I got to gap him. I got to embarrass him. Blow the tires off. My man go over to like a 6-0 pass, all of, and win. But see, that's the
– And win the bag.
Some people – and I'm going to tell you why people are scared to take an L. And this is true, because we was all talking about this on one of the Grudge Inc. shows I was on. The biggest thing now, back about, let's see, when I started, I was hitting the road 2008, 2009. But the biggest thing back then, you didn't have, the internet back then wasn't like this. You didn't have Facebook and all that. You had, like, the Grudge Racer page. You had basic pages that you found out. Somebody might post, oh, shit, this guy lost, this guy. So people were okay with taking an ass whooping because you didn't find out about it for shit. Probably a few days.
Right, right.
So, but now I'm going to tell you.
They live feeding, they trolling real time.
And then they ridicule you. Oh, shit, he got gapped by three cars, man. Dude, so really that's what it is. Is not only do you have to get fucked up on live feed, but you got to hear it for probably a week or two. You know, you got to be
And see, a lot of people not with that. You know what I mean?
Nah.
A lot of people. I would say that trolling on the internet probably kills 20 to 25% of races that could happen. Because, you know, for a lot of the older guys, you know, they come from the game that used that are accustomed to just showing up at the track and you know, riding around on a golf cart or going to get your man, who come up from that area like I do, like I know you did. Like, they're not with that internet stuff. They're not with that trolling and people flipping the car, pictures of the cars upside down and talking fly. Like, they're not with none of that. So when you see these younger guys coming up in the game and that's the style of racing that they're catering to, it kind of turns a lot of the older guys off. Because I've seen it most recently, you know what I mean? Even with for Bridge Wars, it was like, man, I would race, but I ain't with all of that. You know what I mean? So it kind of puts a bad taste in their mouth. So it's good for the game to some extent, and a lot of the younger crowd, they really like that. But I'll say more than half of the older guys who, you know, grew up under the era where you show up to the track and, you know, you get your man the day of, you know, they're not really with this new style of racing and this internet trolling and all of that back and forth. They're not with that.
Nah. So all right, back to you, though, Fred. I know you said that you got Dead Presidents. What cars are you locked in with with Dead Presidents next week?
So we got me and my man, Buck, with the Instigator. We're gonna get it on. I think we're getting it on, I think, 8 o'clock. We're going to get on 8 o'clock that night. And then we got another one that we finalized, and I'm just going to – it's a big money race, and we're going to get that on around about 9:30 right after that. So a car coming from out of the north. So we got, you know, two for Saturday. We got a new car. We're working through some new car blues. You know, we brought the car out for Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Shout out to my man, Ricky Everly. My man, Ricky, Tuner / brother.
Oh, yeah.
He built that car. He built that car in 30-some days. When I brought him a car with nothing but a roof and quarters. Didn't have no doors, no fenders, no bumper, no wiring, no tires. It had stock tires on it. We built that car in a very short time with no expense spared. So that car is Ricky Everly built. And we haven't really, to be honest with you, the first time I saw that car since Lions, Tigers, and Bears, it was in the box maybe a day or two before the weekend, the race of last weekend. So we really haven't fooled with it a lot, to be honest with you. You know, it's hot, and I don't have the time, you know, during the week to fool with it as much as I probably would like to. But we're going to go ahead and work the bugs out of it so that we know we got a hot rod, and we're going to put on, have a good time, and you know, do some good gambling this weekend with it.
Yes, sir. Also, so y'all are taking it to Stomp the Mears together?
No, not this week. I mean, my fault. We're taking it to Bridge Wars.
Okay.
Avon, Ricky, and maybe my brother Bobby, they might get together and show up at the beach or something the weekend. It's my anniversary, so I won't be with them. So there's a chance the car might be there. I just won't be with them.
Yeah,
you know, they don't need me. You know, we're a team, and we do everything together. Ballot Boys Racing, Mob Town, so they don't need me. You know, anything that they do in the absence of me is good by me. So there's a good chance you might see them with the car the weekend somewhere, but I'll be doing something for my anniversary.
Okay. Now, look, I got somebody on here. He's sitting on here quiet, smoking a cigarette. Now, did they get that race locked in with the 69 and somebody? I know Sammy was trying to get a race locked in. Did they get that race locked in?
I don't know. I talked to Sammy last night. Sammy's a night owl. He always called me like midnight. I'm like, man, if you don't go to sleep somewhere. But I talked to Sammy last night around 11:30. I don't know if they did finally get it locked in. I know he was working on it. Is he on here?
Yeah, he's on here. You know he's on here. He's
bring
listening,
him on here.
But he's not. No, he's on. He's on. Sammy, your mic's open.
I'm staying on mute. What up, fellas?
No, you're not. You can't never stay on mute. What's up, Sam?
I got no oil pressure.
Go to your room then if you ain't got no oil pressure.
Man,
you know the rules, Sam. If you ain't got no oil pressure, go to your room.
That's why I'm in my room smoking my cigarette. Yo, you want to hear the new step I got?
What you got?
What's the new step?
They want me to bring the title to see the name on the title. My name is on that title.
Hey, Sammy, these boys have said they're tired of you putting them in a trick bag.
No,
they're tired of you putting them in a trick bag.
So you gotta hold on. You gotta bring your title with your name on it for this race,
yeah.
Whoever. Oh shit,
yeah,
that's a new one. I ain't.
Yeah, somebody hit me in my DM and told me your name has to be on the title.
Man.
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I'm trying to figure that one.
So, all right, let me ask you. So, are you in that four-car shootout? Are you still with Team International on the win?
Fuck yeah, you know that.
Okay. So
you know that.
So four cars go in, and you thinking Cassius Clay is coming out there the victor?
Yes. You want to know who's going to be in the finals?
Who's going to be? All right. This is what I want to know. Give me. That's the hype. So who's going to be in the finals?
It's going to be the two built cars.
Hold on. You got to give me. So are you saying the two that were built with the people owned it, or what? I'm trying to get this.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So basically you're telling me that Act Right and Cassius Clay, that's how you feel?
Yes.
Mm. That's different.
That's different. Sammy's getting spicy. Now, I know you're a promoter and you're on the promote. Now, do you feel the same way on that? Or, Fred, do you feel like there could be a little difference in there?
I'm going to be honest with you. And somebody say he's taking a safe route out, but I'm going to keep it all the way 100. This is what I really feel. I feel like those cars are so close. I feel like those cars are so close. Different programs, different setups. Some of them are built, some of them are bought. You can slice it and dice it any way you want. Those cars are within hundreds of each other, right? I feel like that those races are going to be won off the tree and in the city.
Please.
And whoever gets it done and using those two factors primarily, I feel like the win. I feel it's anyone's game. I think those four cars are, you know, either one of them could be victorious any day. And that's what I think is so exciting about. I don't think nobody in that, out of those five cars, I don't think nobody can clear nobody. That's just my personal thought. Because E.T. is going to
be a nail biter. It is going to be a nail biter.
Now, this is the craziest thing. I just hope for, and you know what? I mean, I know it's going to be hot. I know. Yeah, I just want to see, I'm going to be honest with you. This is what I'm hoping for. All four make the trip.
Yeah. I mean,
I know it's grudge racing. Hey, you don't make the trip, you got gapped. That's what people
say. Right.
It's grudge racing. I don't care. And Sammy knows, because Sammy done been in it a few times with the black car. If he didn't make the trip, oh, bitch, you got gap. Yes, I did.
Right.
I didn't make the trip. But it's grudge fucking racing. If you don't make the trip, you know what old head told me? Hey, look, if I got a big block and you got a small block, guess what? That's your fucking problem. And I understand that he's saying this is how they were raised. You know what I'm saying? Old heads are different.
Yeah.
If you don't make the trip,
run what you brung and hopefully you brought enough.
Yeah. So I just, at the end of the day, I want all four of them bitches to go down the track so there won't be no, you know, the day after, yo, y'all better be glad, I don't know, this one. You better be glad he didn't make the trip. He would get, I don't want the whole.
Nah, man. And I'll, I'll tell you one thing that we've done, you know, and shout out to, you know, the whole MRI, you know, team and Royce and team, is that, man, we, you know, we really work diligently behind us. They do a good job, but we know what works for Grudge. And for this caliber of race, we want it. Hold on for 1 second, okay? Hold on 1 second.
All right. Sammy.
Y'all, I'm here. I just had another call. Talk to me. What I missed, huh?
What I'll tell you is,
oh, there,
my apologies.
There you go. He's back. Nah, you back.
So what I'll tell you is, you know, we've got and partnered with one of the baddest men in Grudge, and that being none other than young Jimmy, you know, Jimmy Bradshaw, Sticky Mafia. So we know that we're going to have a premium surface for these guys. Ain't nobody going to be turning up and down. And for that kind of money and for what's on the line. And by the way, we got, you know, and once again, shout out to young CJ Jordan. We got a bad championship belt for every single class, right? So you got a belt, you got a big cash purse on the line, and then you got some good side bet money that's going to happen. So we could not have one of the baddest in the game being Jimmy Bradshaw and Sticky Mafia. Because the fans want to see everybody to make it down under power so that everybody can make the trip. So that's what we've done. And shout out to Uncle Larry for making sure we got enough sticky icky custom tees so that way we can bring that to fruition.
That's all right. That's all right. I like it. See, that's – now, you know, I wonder – now, this is something I want to do. Fred, this is how we're going to see who – is there anybody – because we do have a full show. Is there anybody on here that is looking for action next weekend that wants to push the one button and just tell me how they sit and, you know, if they looking for action? I mean, it could be a small block, big block, true street car. It could be something they drive every day. I mean, I just want somebody – to see if somebody will hit the one button, and they might not have a race for next week, and they looking for some action. So, I mean, if this is, you know, while we're talking, if y'all want to, you know, if this is where we open it up, where people can get something off their chest. So if there's somebody that want to get something off their chest, a Grudge race, or they don't have any action, you know. I know there's a few people looking for some action for ladies' night. You know, I know Dirty Bird is looking for a little action on Ladies' Night. I know there's some people looking for action on, Bridge Wars. I've seen people looking for true street cars. Now, you know, I know they're saying, and I understand the argument when people put up, yo, you don't have a fucking street car. I get that pain. I do get that pain. What I mean, people, I think people have, you know, just stretched the thing of street car. Now, I see the itinerary now is all steel, all glass is street style car. And I can feel, you know, I'm okay with that because, you know, but I see, who was it? I see a Copperhead and I think his name Dwight Brown. They're looking for some, you know, some action with cars you can actually drive in the street, cruise. So, you know, I know they're looking for some action. So anybody on here that's, you know, trying to get some action, whether it's Ladies' Night, whether it's Stomp Them Ears Together this weekend, Bridge Wars. Oh, hey, look, here we go. Hey, Fred, who we got, Fred? We got 301 ending in 4533.
We're getting busy, y'all.
Uh-oh. We're getting busy,
y'all.
Who is that?
This is A-Try-Me. Grandma, looking for action.
Now, see, I like that. See, one thing I can tell you about this guy right here, other than the fact that they got good Nana Pudding over there, this motherfucker will race.
Hey, tell the white I want to race the white. We can get busy.
See? Ow! If anybody.
What's the definition of a street car?
Now, tell him, Avon. Tell him. Go ahead and tell him.
Someone got four wheels that can either drive anywhere AC. Nah, I'm just kidding, man. Pretty much, if it looks like it's going to make sense, I'm willing to gamble. You know what I mean? But, what's on your mind, Sammy?
Nothing.
That's how you get that done. What's on your mind?
See, I'm just trying to figure out the definition of street car. Because everybody has it a different kind of way.
Well, you know how street cars is. I got full interior. I got AC. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, because I'm just trying to a lot of people saying street car. When I tell them, all right, if it's a street car, let's go for a little ride, and then we go straight to the line. And they tell me, fuck you.
You ready?
So Sammy, what you're saying is you want somebody that can start their car in the pit, drive it to the lane, race, and drive it back.
Nah, that's not a street car.
That's a race car.
All right, so give me what you're saying.
Driving out of your garage, driving to the track, going straight to the lane, getting busy, and then driving back home.
And I can't argue with that on that, Sammy. I can't argue. Now, that's a damn street car.
That's what I consider.
All right, so hold. I got somebody in the private room. Hold on, man. He got a good question. Internet user, you got a good question. What if they came from 4 to 5 hours away? They trailered it, but it's still a street car. How would you? I like this question. Because there are
You want to hear something funny? Last week I told somebody I was driving up to New York. I was driving from my house to Maryland and go straight to their ass.
Now, I'd like to see that. What's car?
Apparently,
I'd like to see that.
Sammy, he's bluffing.
Huh?
Sammy's bluffing.
I ain't bluffing. It was on the manager's live, too. It was on the manager's live, too.
But why you ain't bring it, Sammy?
Huh?
Because he's bluffing.
Why you ain't bring it?
Because no deposit got put up.
Man, Sammy ain't coming through that New York traffic with no street car. He talking because it's free.
Yeah, you sure about JB? JB, do I talk because it's free?
Nah, you usually – one thing I will say, Sam, you'd have been – and I'm going to be honest with you. We've been boys for years, and I wouldn't jump out the window with you, but you have jumped clean out the fucking window with some cash money. So you would probably put up the deposit. I give you that. You probably put up the deposit. Now, the car – I got to know, Sam, who is this you were going to drive – now, they said you were going to drive to the track and run somebody. Who was the culprit?
Some weak motherfucker from the 302.
this is getting spicy. So basically, you're telling me you're gonna drive your Mustang all the way down from New York to Maryland and run Weber.
Who? Not Weber. Not Weber.
No, Grandma.
Oh, no, he's not from Delaware, not Grandma. Fuck a Grandma.
All right, so
I bet you won't bring that Tesla there, like you said.
Huh?
Yeah. Bring that Tesla like you said.
Who? Get that pudding
man,
out of your mouth.
I ain't got time to be funny, baby.
I was saying, you mumbling now. Take that pudding out of your mouth.
Yeah, all right. I bet you want them, though.
Hey,
Sammy, you know you're my boy, but it's my job to get you messed up.
Don't worry, you're tired. All you motherfuckers' time is going to get messed up very soon.
Is that right? I can't
try
wait,
me
Sammy.
Try me, dead president, and grandma.
Man, go ahead. You can say all that bullshit you want.
I promise you that, all of you three. All three of you.
he's been at this for a couple of years, man.
But first, I gotta get one person right now because he there's one person I gotta get first.
He just started talking
slick to me, so I'm gonna be on his ass. He just started talking slick and spicy to me until I gave him a cup of milk when I told him it's deposit time, and he disappeared.
Who's that, Sammy?
I think they call him no dicky, no piggy, I don't know, no ducky, I don't know, some shit like that.
Oh, you talking about Lance?
Yeah, no ducky, no dicky, no piggy, I don't know.
I think y'all were getting spicy a little bit. What's up with that?
He's scared to death, that's what.
Lance,
when
he got
old
pressure,
he'll
go.
Yeah, I do got to give credit on that one, Sammy. The motherfucker will.
He told me he got no. He talked spicy to me. I told him lock the fuck in. He says, "I got no oil pressure." I said, "I don't got no oil pressure either, but we could put a deposit up when you're gonna be ready. Right now, we could put a deposit. And just give me a date." He said, "When you're gonna be ready?" He says, "Around September." I said, "All right. September, we'll give you a date. We'll do it on the 17th. Oh, I ain't coming to Ireland. We can come to Del Mar." Like, I'm not doing that, sir. I'd rather be at Ireland. And then back and forth, I said, you know what? How about we do it north versus south in October on the 14th, 15th?
That's not a bad idea, man.
Gave him plenty of time to get ready. Got me some time to get ready. What's the holdup? Can we put a deposit up right now? And JB, you know how I do. I got no oil pressure, but I will put a deposit up. Because that motivates me to get some oil pressure.
I know that's right. Mm.
So what's the problem? Can we get a $1,000 deposit up right now for October 15th?
So now. October 15th, what? No piggy versus, what is this, retarded horse?
Retarded horse, you got it.
You think you can pull that off?
I'm retarded
for
Carl's horse.
Yeah, we can make that happen. I'll get with Lance.
All right, so what's
Sammy now? If that president wants some too, he got some too.
Go back.
Rewind. If that president wants some, he got some too. And Trime, he got some too.
The difference between us and everybody else, we race.
No, I know that. That's why I don't say nothing much to you anymore.
I
just got to say, Avon, what? You got some money? Let's lock it. That's how Avon.
Yeah, I gotta give one thing, you know what, and this is true shit. Whether Avon, I done made money with Avon, or he done knocked my belly button loose, the motherfucker will race. Because I'm going to tell you, he going out there, and one night he hurt me pretty bad. I even videotaped it. I said, motherfucker, him is. When he beat
Avon,
that fucking Camaro. It hurt my feelings.
Avon will race.
Hey, listen,
but he's
JB.
Scary.
Last year, when it was Grandma trying me, Mom saying we have 40-plus races. Who you know getting down like that?
That's hard to beat now, I'm going to tell you.
We have 40-plus races for those cars last year.
So I'm gonna put it out there. I don't know who's on the show, but I think I want to break the tie with me and Fast Mark. We're 1-1. I'm gonna call him on the back line to see if I get that locked in. I do got a two, possible three races already locked, already for Bridge Wars. So I need more races. Now, who you said that was coming up with a street car that's looking for action? And are we talking about daily driver street car? What are we talking about? JD?
Huh? Oh, you talking about the white?
Oh, I want the white. I'm specific with the light, the white with a flashlight in daylight.
He's getting busy, y'all.
I want him. I want him bad. He owe me punk out. I want him bad.
Yeah, the white been running. The white been running from where I'm
been running. Damn right. He locked in the race and didn't show up. I want him so bad I could eat a chicken leg and taste it.
Somebody
spit it out.
The race with the fast mark, is that, how did that, what is that, a heads up race?
One and one.
No. Listen, one and one.
No, hell no, I can't lift that one and one. I mean, can't lift that heads up. And look, they won one and Avon won one that day, so it's got to be tiebreaker.
We tried getting stuck and we got our head caved in, but we went back.
Oh, man.
But he hit Todd, so you know what I mean.
So gotta break. So you get the so Try Me gets the 1-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Well, I mean, you know, I know they coming up here. That could be. But you said something the best way. You said it the best way. You said the back line. The back line is how we got the race locked in with them. With Junior Killer. It won't know.
Oh, yeah, they good people.
Yeah.
They good people. They stand behind their word.
Shout
out to the whole Handy family.
Yeah, JB, see what happened was we went to Galat and we locked in and they said after they beat us, they was like, we can either 1-1 because I told them, I said, yo, I need a spot. But I guess they thought I was bull crapping or whatever. And they said next time we on a property or whatever, we give you the same race. I mean, we give you the 1-1. And so we locked it in, and Lion Tigers and Bears, and we got it done. But he hit Todd, so, you know what I mean? I wanted to see the real outcome on that race. You know? Because I know they riding, you know what I mean?
Sammy, I want to tell you something, Sammy. Are you gambling on the Tatiana Pro Stock Gordo race?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, they don't gamble.
He's scared.
Oh.
I'm scared.
How much, Fred?
$500.
$500. I'll take 100. Somebody just hit the one button. Might get a little spicy. 301, and then in 2147. Who is it?
What's up, baby? It's Twin.
Oh, what's up, Twin?
What's up? Hey, Sammy, you betting on the Tatiana race?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, shit.
Can I come see you?
Of course, come see me.
Okay. I would definitely come see you.
Oh yeah, now come see me, and then this weekend you come see me on OG Bobby and Charlie Brown.
And who you
like?
I like Charlie Brown.
That's Fred.
No, that ain't Fred.
Oh, that's Avon's in here.
No, I'm asking who they like. Who said that?
Everybody said it.
Oh, Twin. Avon is Twin. Big Twin.
Oh, what's up, baby? What's up?
I like Tatiana versus Charlie Brown, but I like Charlie Brown versus OG Bobby.
Okay.
Hey, Sammy, you bringing some of that white sauce with you?
I got plenty of white sauce if you need it.
Yo, did you say white sauce?
Yo, Sammy's old nasty motherfucker. Hey, Sammy, did you say you were cooking some lamb?
Don't fuck with that shit. Don't fuck with it. You'll have fucking juice hanging on your shirt.
I had that shit at Island Dragway a couple weeks ago. That shit was off the chain.
That's where I had it. They had it in one of those look like little cook boxes. It was a box.
Yes sir.
I don't know what's going on. If somebody exercising or rubbing their legs together, but something's going on.
I'm trying to make some white sauce.
I'm trying to make some white sauce here.
Oh, shit.
That motherfucker Sammy is crazy.
Hey, Sammy.
Yeah.
Here come your partner, Mr. Black from the way.
Oh, Lord, this motherfucker. It's crazy,
see,
man.
Before my teammate come on, I was making some white sauce with that new pocket pussy they got. That shakes back and forth white sauce. I'm making plain white sauce. Pocket pussy. I had to walk away from the kids to say that. My man Jeff.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, Jeffrey?
I don't know. They've been talking slick about you, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, you stood me up to you, motherfucker. You supposed to come take care of it at my house. You know what I'm talking about. I'll talk to your ass after the show.
Oh, he fucked your plumbing up. God damn it. You gotta watch. Damn, Fred.
You need Jeff Rogers to lay some pipe for you?
Oh, Lord.
Pause, Sammy.
Sammy, always put some shit in the game. You know when you go get a chicken box, you gotta put some white meat in it.
That fucking
Jeff is
crazy.
Yo.
Hey, Jeff.
That's some funny shit.
Hey, Jeff, I got a question for you. What's your prediction? You know who's going first round. We got a picture of Budweiser hot seat right off the muffin break. First round call out. Act Right called out Richard Watts. And Top Notch called out you. Who's going to the finals? Pick a side and ride. Because you might be scared to pick your own stuff.
Yeah, I'm picking Act Right and Top Notch.
Hey, hold on, Jeff. Somebody got a lot of background, man. Who, Who got, is there somebody on a speakerphone or?
Ain't me. I'm sitting home by myself.
All right, who got the, is somebody washing dishes or something?
That's Sammy.
I ain't got my five.
No, I'm, smoking
is that
a cigarette.
You?
No, I'm smoking a cigarette.
Hey, Twin, is that you?
Now.
Oh, yeah, all right.
I was making white sauce just now, but you motherfuckers fucking stopped me from making the white sauce.
Sammy, you can go to Adam and Eve later and play with the pocket pussy. I'm trying to hear what Jeff got to
say.
Oh,
damn.
I know Sammy.
That's going to be, hey, Freddie.
Yeah.
It's going to be Cassius Clay and Ricky Fox. We got to get that over with anyhow.
Oh, you're all done one night. Yep. Cassius Clay versus Cannibal in the finals.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Because you say we owe the fans that race from last year, right?
Yeah,
2-1. 2-1. Who are you picking to win the finals then, Jeff? Ricky?
Oh, Freddie, damn it. You ever see Cassius Clay? It's Cassius Clay all the way.
I mean, you definitely got a bad hot rod, and you definitely got a hot rod to beat.
Well, listen, I just like you said earlier, they can't leave first. It's impossible. And they can't ask empty foot. So you might have a better on fucking Cassius Clay. It's over. Because them cars.
So over.
But here's the problem. Them cars are so close. You could run that motherfucker shoot at three times a week and it'd be a different way.
That's what I told them earlier.
That motherfucker, it's all close. I mean, only person that can gap the whole field is Jeff Rodney. The rest of the motherfuckers, they're closest. You know what I mean?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
My man Mike Lang said if he get in there, or he said if he can't get in there, he wants to grudge race everybody afterwards. He said
he's
coming from somebody up.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man,
them boys are excited. He calls me every day.
And only two cars out of that field, those four cars, will grudge race.
Who is that, Sammy?
I'm going back on mute.
Who's the two that will grudge race?
Matter of fact, no, let me rephrase it. There's only two cars in that four-car shootout will race for that bread. That's it. I'm going on mute.
And who are those two? Nah, hell no. It's 2022. Put a name on it.
Yeah, this 2022, you got to put a name on it, man. Case got to have a face.
All right, the two real grudge races in there. I'm going back on mute.
He's scared. He's a scared motherfucker. He's just like,
come on, you can do the math. Who's the two real grudge races in that shootout?
Well, I'm going to say I know.
I'm
going to get credit where it's due.
Fred.
And I'm going to say what I know to be true. I know that ever since Jeff has built that car, that he's raced some of the biggest names in grudge racing. I know he's raced Tony Bonds. He's raced The Rock. He's raced Bowser. Lord knows whoever else he raced. Who else he raced in Florida? He raced Baby Daddy.
He had Jason X locked in.
So, I mean, I know Jeff will go. I mean, I think
he
showed everybody that.
And then who's the next one?
Oh, you tell me. I just got in the hot seat. I told you what I know.
No, you didn't get out of the hot seat. We know 100% Jeff is one real one. There's one more.
I mean, I'll say I've known two more that will go. And you probably disagree with me, but I know that, and I think Brian just showed everybody he'll go. You know, even with Running Dog, he would get in the paint. But I know that, you know, Ricky's camp, they're going to get out there and bet that money.
And then who's not going to bet the money?
I can't speak on that because I don't know what another man's pocket's like. Hey, JB, you like how I did that, bro?
Yo, you played that one fucking well.
Hey,
I got out of that shit real fast.
Hey, you did, JB. Hey, look, no, Jeff, he looked like you when you had that fucking boxing suit on. He slid a jab in, and then he stepped out.
I thought he sounded like goddamn that. What's that? That woman does it talking for Joe Biden. I have to circle back to that. We'll circle back to that.
That's my fucking job. Hey, Sammy, you keep messing with my man Top Notch, but he said anytime you look like you got oil pressure, he gonna fuck you straight up. That's why you won't get nothing.
What? How Brian ever do it?
Fred, bet that.
The man told you. You're sitting on the sideline selling wolf tickets. He said, but when you get anything that got oil pressure dead on your ass, he's going. I believe him.
Oh, shit.
I got oil pressure.
Oh, shit.
Now, bet that. Let's see if he's 15 to death. Let me see.
Well, lock him in there. I bet you won't lock that truck in. You talk your ass off. I bet you won't lock that truck in.
Lock.
No, you won't. And I know you're a gamer, but you can't live there.
I'm coming with all steel, roll up and down window, Mustang. Let's go. Lock the fuck in. Lock the fuck in.
That motherfucking Sammy got more motherfucking goddamn tricks than that damn a box of trick cereal.
So Sammy, what you're saying is you would lock him in with a car with roll up and down windows in it.
Roll up and down windows all steel. Yes, I would.
No, he won't.
Those are my steps.
You just said it because you know he on this
roll
show.
Roll up and down windows.
You going to make me call him.
Believe me, he's listening.
You got to pay attention to Sammy. Sammy is saying that he has to come with a car with roll up and down.
No. He could come with his Pro Mod truck against my all steel, roll up and down windows.
Well,
tear your ass up.
If he don't push that one button,
top notch for the win.
Yes. And I
top notch for the
win. Steps, and I don't want to hear no other steps in there.
Top notch for the win.
Team
International goes down.
Hey Freddie, what time you say we're gonna make a shakedown with him small?
With small time? So the way it is, I'm going to be finished the shootouts by 7 o'clock, run around between 7:30 and 8, Jeff.
I'll make it around 8 because I got to run that goddamn Illuminati.
Yeah, I know you got to put some space in between that.
So you say you want everybody to make a little shakedown at 8 o'clock and we're going right to the race.
Yeah, 8. Let me think how I did it. Let me see if I remember. Let me just say I don't have my paper in front of me. How I labeled. Let's just say if it was 8, 9:30, and 10:30. That may be around the time, or it was either 7:30.
But you got
to
12, right?
Yeah.
So it's only three rounds.
Here's my promise to the fans. Right? In the races. I promise you, if I got to shut the whole track down and nothing else get to go off, them shootouts will complete. I don't care if we don't get to see nothing else. I promise you that. That shit that happened last year will not happen.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, people are really coming to see, and we're going to make sure we give them what they really came to see.
Oh, yeah.
So it's no sense, and nobody bringing no car that you just built trying to get 3 or 4 passes testing tune on it. This is not the event for that. If you want to come shake something down one time and then get in the grudge line, that's cool, maybe even two. But them 3, 4 passes and test all night long, it's not going to happen. I promise you.
You know what?
Too much going on.
I respect you for that, Mr. Wheatley. I mean, I respect you for that. At least you put it out there so nobody be like,
yeah, man.
Damn, man. The man took my money and I couldn't get my 722 test back. Fuck.
You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, and everybody, this type of atmosphere, JB, is contagious. You know, it's one of the biggest stages that we've had in the DMV. So, of course, anybody would love to, you know, show their ride, so to speak, on this stage. But it's so much going on, you know, entertainment-wise, I'm going to say. We owe it to the fans and the racers to be organized and be diligent to make sure that we get off what we promised that we would deliver. So that's the only way we can do it, man. I was telling him, listen, and this is going to sound crazy from a promoter's perspective. This is one of the races I don't want a big car count. And for any promoter on here, you know that sounds crazy coming out of my lips like that. But it's already a lot to manage, and we got to be, me and my team got to be super organized, you know, and in sync. Larry's team and our team and in sync. But we got to deliver what we're promising. So that's my priority.
But let's put it on JB on the hot seat. JB, who you got winning this year out?
Ooh, I like you, Jeff. I like how you did that, Jeff. My boy.
Hey, but I got
nervous. You got him stuttering. You got him stuttering.
But look, I can get off the hot seat.
If you're nervous.
Because you know what my answer is?
Thunderstorm.
You know what my answer is? A Ford motor will win.
Oh, wow. So you just picked two cars and kicked out the other two.
What do you mean?
That top notch ain't got a small block. I mean, ain't got no Ford.
Well, so who else got, who? I thought it was three Fords and one Chevy.
He thought it was three Mustangs with three Fords.
They might have Fords in them three. I don't know. I see some pictures on the internet. Somebody down at some diner on some hub testing. And that motherfucking motor looked like that something like a big block Chevrolet so goddamn big in that car. Good y'all, buddy.
Hey, Jeff, if you're nervous,
JB, the one that's going to win it, the one that's going to win it has got the smallest motor.
Smallest motor, on carburetor, Sammy. On carburetor, smallest motor, inline head.
Yup.
Old school versus new school. I'm sure these motherfuckers are playing it too.
That's spicy.
Mm. Hey, JB and Fred, Sammy, and I guarantee you come over to my car. I won't have the motor covered up. I'll let you sit in the goddamn seat, take pictures. I don't have a goddamn. These motherfuckers will have tents up. They gonna have canopies up, tents up, blankets over the motor. You might even have goddamn armed guards around the motherfucker. What you looking now?
Y'all.
I'm telling you. For Freddie.
No,
Freddie, you said you will have somebody. Uh-huh. Freddie, you gonna have somebody check from stock board space, ain't you?
Yep.
All right. And what somebody else called you said they gotta do what? We gotta check the pecker extenders. Can't be over 45 inches.
Can't be over 45 inches. From the spindle to the
front. I better not get a hard on it.
So you got somebody measuring overhang?
Yeah.
All right. I better stay flaccid. I get a hard on. They gonna be over fucking over the limit. God.
JB's gonna fuck you up and give you some honey.
Hey Jeff, they say you better shave that motherfucker back you got on the front of your car a couple inches.
That motherfucker is under. I measured it again today. I can put a half inch on it. I might put some duct tape on it. I'm a little short.
Yeah, JB, gonna make sure the playing field level. You know what I mean? For what's up for grabs, and you know, we're gonna make sure the playing field level and everybody, you know, got a fair shot. So 45 inch rule is in full effect.
You're gonna check for
the big, huh?
You're gonna have, because I know I heard something about stepping T-shirts, underwear, socks, and shit. So who's checking that?
Sammy's crazy.
A couple of motherfuckers.
Hey,
I think a couple of them wear thongs, I'm telling you. But go ahead.
Oh, damn.
Hey, JB, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let the cat out the bag a little bit.
Put a name on it.
You got 2022.
Two.
Hey, JB.
Yep.
You got three of the small block contestants that say if they are victorious, that they will run the winner from the 484.
Oh, shit.
Am I lying, Jeff?
Oh, you ain't lying.
They
you ain't
said
lying.
That
I'm trying.
They will take them small blocks, and they will run the fucking winner of the 484. Get busy, y'all.
What's the payout on the 484?
10,000.
That's not fair.
25,000 small blocks, 10,000 484. Why, you want to put 10,000 on top of it, Sammy, with all that money you got, motherfucker?
Nah,
oh,
shit. Man, if I had your money, I'd burn mine. Stop that shit.
Yeah. You know what the old folks say, Sammy. Looks are deceiving.
My ass look raggedy and shit. Nah, I ain't got no money. I'm broke.
Nah, I ain't got no money.
But look, you, JB, you can tell us crunch time. Ain't nobody talking.
Nobody's talking, yo. Hey, they ain't talking, but they're burning my damn phone up. They're burning my damn phone
next
up.
Next week? Oh, yeah. Next week, I'm going to tell you, next week, it's on. Lord, it's on. All
look,
I'm going to tell you
look,
is I'm going to be there front and center, and I'm going to have a couple quarts of that moonshine, and I'm going to be sitting back talking shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but JB, I'm going to tell you something. You can exclude Jeff out of it because Jeff doesn't have a Facebook, but somebody's been very, very quiet on Facebook for like about a month and a half already.
Who's been quiet, Sammy? Put a name on it. 2023.
Nobody else is putting a name. Why should I put a name?
I did.
Top notch.
No, you did it. You went around it.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Somebody just hit the one button. They might be
somebody
y'all talking about
that.
Them. Oh, shit. 202 ending in 3960.
Nah, ain't none of them guys on there talking about me, but Jeff got Facebook. Don't let him fool you.
No, he don't have Facebook. He go on Angie's Facebook.
Yeah, he got Facebook. He's old stalker mother.
I ain't got hey Freddie,
Sammy,
like,
listen, Facebook
time.
Is Facebook. Whether it be the lady Facebook or it's JJ Facebook, he got Facebook. So don't let
yeah,
him.
Yeah, hold on for 1 second. Yeah, he got one. Hold on, y'all.
Now, that's true. But he don't have one.
I gotta get on my girlfriend sometime. I get on there probably once a week. I ain't got time.
Hey, you
don't sit there and comment.
Hey, Jeff, I just thought about it. Where your son at tonight? Where your son?
He's doing a secret mission.
No, I'm talking about, you know you got two sons. You got one that walks around your house half naked. Remember?
He's listening. That motherfucker listening. I don't believe that.
That's his adopted
son. Your adopted son still has the keys to the house?
I got hit somewhere. And I got hit outside. The whole neighborhood knows where it's at. They come and get it, come in when they want.
Oh, God darn, Gerald. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you again like I said.
I'm back, yo.
Jeff, Fred, all y'all agree with me. A few years ago, people joked on Jarrell like he was a clown. But you got to give a bitch credit. The motherfucker came up like Georgia Weaver. I got to give him credit. Motherfucker.
Oh, he's out there. Shout out to my nephew. He's getting busy.
Yeah. See, what he should do, Jeff, tell him to do this, Jeff. His shirt idea for Bad Dog should have been the picture with him with the suit and the hat on behind the motherfucker.
Yo,
you know the picture with him and
that was been some real shit, yo. That suit where he had that, yeah. That pinstripe suit on.
Hey Fred, what you say? If you're nervous, go to Sunday service.
That's right. That's right. Oh man,
I'm happy for him actually, though, because I used to sit there and look, and people just be like, just
give him a hard time, boy.
Hey JB, it was a learning curve, JB. That's all. Some stuff Jarrell was doing, he didn't really have no place to do or shouldn't have been doing. But everybody would have been wrong had they not corrected him or said something to him about what he was doing to set him on the right path. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
The report.
And I'm happy. You know what? I'm happy with him because now I've been seeing him on
the people around you.
Yeah.
Listen, he's around definitely, man. They steer him in the right direction.
Hey, JB.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, JB, the motherfucker with me. the motherfucker
he
with
did.
Me.
This
motherfucker here.
But you know what? You know the crazy thing, Jeff? We couldn't get him. The week after I had a show, that week after he beat you, I had a show. We couldn't get him to say anything about it. He was like, man, I can't say nothing about my daddy.
That's right. I damn it. Student respect the teacher. That's right.
He tell me.
Oh, drill.
Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be some good gambling next weekend, boy. Somebody going to lose their goddamn rent money out there, boy. It's going to be crazy.
And look, I got something right for Jeff. And see, last time I seen Jeff gamble with this person was at Fayetteville. I got the dude with the three bottle tops coming.
I ain't fucking with that motherfucker there.
Oh man. The first year we brought my man from to Orlando about 5 years ago. And I told him, I said, yo, he likes to gamble a lot, shoot dice. And I said, yo, listen, do not, he was over there by the bathroom. I said, do not fool with him. Do not mess with him. Then he moves over there by that, you know, where they have the little trailer concession stand part. So I went to the bathroom and came back. This motherfucker was on the table. They let him win $1,000. You know how they do when they know you got a couple dollars with it. Let him win $1,000 and then hit him in his head for like $8,500. I said, I told you, yo, stay the fuck away from there, yo. He could not walk past that table without gambling. They cracked this shit down to the white meat.
Hey, look, them jokers, I don't know if it was the same dudes, but them jokers was out front the barbershop not too long ago. And I'm sitting outside eating, so I'm just watching the dudes, you know, they going in the store, then try to act like they ain't together, then, you know, they try to get somebody to come out of the store. Nah, come on, you do this, da, da, da. So they let a motherfucker win a little something, then hit their pocket, right? So the people died off, and I asked the dude, I said, hey, bro, I said, where you at, from up top? Where's up top? I said, I'm not specifying, I just asked you, is you from up top? Oh, yeah, something like that. Where you from? I said, around the way. The niggas started laughing. I said, man, y'all over here cracking niggas' heads. I said, but y'all got a good little hustle. I got up and went back in the barbershop.
Yeah, listen. They travel. I know the dudes are beautiful. They travel the country. And that's how they get in all year long. And don't think you're going to do nothing to them. Because they're right. So I've seen a couple people get upset. They've been act like they won't get bucked. You suit yourself. They are never empty-handed.
Nah, never.
Never.
Then it's more of them than what you see.
You think you see two things around a circle back of the mic?
Yeah.
It's about 12 of them, 12, 15 of them all together.
Yes,
I know the crowd. There's about 12 or 15 of them. and they almost expect that something to pop off.
Well, I see they just dropped another 484 car just now.
Oh, what you got, JB?
69 Camaro. Look like the one Ricky and them used to have.
What, that blue one?
Yep.
Okay.
That bitch look good. Look just like that one. But I mean, it motherfucker got the hood. Got the hood.
That
what
damn
you looking
Mario
at, JB?
Cario.
Huh?
Hey, JB, what
you looking
JB,
at?
What you think about Mario?
Oh, I see it.
Oh yeah, that's a shit. That's a good looking fucking car. 68? That bitch look good as shit.
Yeah, that car's crazy.
That bitch look good as shit. But yeah, that blue Camaro, that bitch look good. Like the 69.
I'm gonna tell you, I like Josie Wells. I like Josie Wells myself. That car is sexy.
Yeah, the 69. It's hard to beat the 69 Camaro if you're a Shelby man.
It's hard to beat 69. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that bitch.
But they be killing me
that's
with
like,
the front end shots though, man. Let me see that motherfucker from the side.
Yeah,
I said they be killing
it
with the front end shots.
Yeah, I like that side of you too. that 69 is in a class by itself. Period.
Yeah. Do y'all know? Let me tell y'all something. If by any chance, now I'm just it can happen. If Jeff Rogers not only beat that vet, but come out with the small block championship too. Man, do y'all know how much he got here for the rest of the year?
I'm going to tell you something. He's going to be a problem for the next 10 years.
This bitch going to be 80 years old taking Honey,
talking that
Cialis,
shit.
Levitra, and Viagra all together, still talking shit.
I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have to shut the shop down on the east side. Because as soon as he walked through the door, he's going to say, this is what he says when he walks, a bad motherfucker's coming in. That's the type of shit Jeff do when he come on his east side.
Listen.
I think Jeff will still be that humble guy that he is.
Hey, I think Illuminati
raised the easier than y'all think it is. I'm telling you.
No, I'm going to tell you something. And Dave's my man. But given a car, the caliber of yours, the 1-1 in an 8th mile, that's not a lot of real estate.
Well, see, that's what the problem is.
That race is gonna be a problem. Like people thinking, you know, that race is ready made. Like it's gonna be a guaranteed winner. Anybody who knows racing should know better than that.
But the thing of it is, if you look at the weather forecast 10 days out, I know that shit changes all the time, but it's supposed to be 90-something degrees. And we got
don't
to be in the
water. Don't tell too much
box.
Now, Jeff.
Huh?
Don't tell too much now.
No, it's over. We're locked in. Our whole pod is locked in. This whole pod is locked. It's over with.
Oh, okay.
I might bet a little extra on the side. I'm going to turn the wind light on. That motherfucker ain't saying y'all think he is. This is that motherfucker that looks like a paint job. That don't mean a motherfucking thing.
See, this is Jeff Rogers. I know. This motherfucker, he's warming up now, y'all.
Y'all are getting me started. I'm trying to be calm. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Fuck Illuminati. I'm right over top of that motherfucker. I'm tired of hearing about the greatest and fastest in the DMV. That motherfucker ain't goddamn shit. Motherfucker.
That's the Jeff I know. I don't know who that other quiet scare monk was on here earlier when he first
came. I ain't scared. Hey, look. You know better than that. I was upstairs and had a family. I had to go down in the basement. I had to go down in the goddamn basement.
Right.
I can talk shit.
Right. Now, I'm telling you, man, that, listen. I mean, anybody know he's, like, giving Jeff the 1-1? I mean, they got a hot rod. Listen, they got a hot rod. They just, if anybody can do it, they got a car that can potentially do it. But you're going to have to go to catch that cardboard with a 1-1. That's going to be a dogfight. That's gonna be an absolute dogfight.
Hey, that first round, that small block shootout, Fred.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to get top knocked the back tire or something?
Oh, you're a nasty motherfucker. You are.
I'm you're
hey, Jeff. But here's what you don't know. When I had them, because I think you was at work. Everybody was on a video conference call. But you, he called you out. He wanted you. So I don't think the man would need the back tire that he called you out. He said, I want Jeff.
Because he knew I wasn't out at the time. I was trying something. But
yeah,
it's on now.
You out now. He said, I want Jeff. And they said the boy said, you sure? He said, you damn right I'm sure. He said, y'all got a good rivalry. Good grudge robbery for many years, and he said the whole fucking team international included that little bald head friend of yours to smoke all the cigarettes he can get it to.
He been grudging for years. He grudging for years.
Now he said he been wanting Jeff for years. They've been supposed to get it off for years.
Pro Stock Goldo's voice. You said some bullshit.
No, he said him and Jeff been having a rivalry for years, so he wants Jeff first round.
Maybe an argument back and forth, but not racing, because that motherfucker's a shootout bitch.
Sammy's mouth is bad,
I don't think Sammy like him. I don't think Sammy like him, Fred.
I think that's pretty evident, Jeff.
Hey,
he
look,
said Sammy
won't
get beside him, though.
I get along with all them guys, right? But that goddamn Brian Epps, that motherfucker's starting to get on the skin.
So you feel the same way I feel about Top Crotch and you feel about Brian Epps?
Well, I mean, I don't think I ain't quite to that extent yet, but you are, Sammy. But you know what I mean? I don't hate the man.
Yo, God. Hey,
I don't hate nobody.
I'm going to tell you something. Shout out to my man, Brian Epps. One thing for sure, you don't know what the fuck's coming out of his mouth, yo. Brian don't give a fuck.
Well, see the difference, Brian Epps is a grudge racer, and he'll go out there and race for that bag.
Oh, he's going out there. He'll go out there and race for that bag. You ain't going to talk him down. Brian will go out there. You're not going to bluff him, I can tell you that.
But he's still a weak bitch. But he will go out there.
Yo, Sammy, yo.
Hey, Freddie.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Freddie.
Yo.
Hey, Freddie. I've been doing the math, right? You said it's grudge racing, mystery math and whatever. So, look, I've been doing the math.
Yeah.
So, listen, if you win $15,000 on two passes, that's pretty good money, ain't it?
Yeah,
right?
Well, actually, you'll win 20.
No, I'm just saying, if you win 15, it's 25.
Yeah.
What I can do, I'll bet that $5,000 to get done. If I still win. I get $5,000 back. If I lose second round, I get $10,000. If I win, I get $10,000. I'm like,
I'm gonna tell y'all something, Jeff. And you my man. You know you my man, 100 grand. But don't estimate that truck. Don't underestimate him.
I'm gonna guarantee you this, Freddie. I don't know how many nitrous systems I got on that car, but I'm gonna use all of them.
Jeff, you gonna turn all that shit on?
All that from the word go, I'm not holding up back. I want
to. And that's different because I've never known you to turn it all on.
Well, this is a little different. This is for the championship of the world, Rick. I'm going to go ahead and turn all that shit on for the first time. Y'all going to see something. It's coming. Ain't got nothing to lose. I got to turn it on. This is it. Because once you beat these four, then I got to go, then I got to start weeding out those 484s. Only thing left.
Damn, boy.
So you gonna start busting up 484s after you beat all the small blocks? Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of weak 484s around here. Let me say a couple names. Put some names on. Yeah, I bet not.
Go ahead, put some names.
Hey. So let me ask you this then, JB. Who do you think will be in the finals of the 484? And I want to know if Jeff will run these two. You got.
All right. So.
Brooks Brothers, Ransom Note, and Dino, and Game Time's the alternate. Who do you think will be in the finals, JB? And I want to see if Jeff will run them with all that mouth he got. All
right, well, hold on. How are they paired up?
Well, I don't think they got paired up. Dino's calling out 69 Steel first round because, you know, they got a little red driver.
So, I'm saying, this is what I'm saying.
Round call-outs are allowed.
All right, so that means one of the winners got to be, like you said, 6ix9ine Steel and Dino. So, one of them versus, man, I'm going to tell you, I like the Brooks Brothers and the other one.
You like the Brooks Brothers?
Over Ransom Note.
Man.
You know Dino's going to win the whole goddamn thing.
So
you're saying Brooks Brothers and Dino's in the finals, and Jeff, you're saying you'll run either one of them with your small block, is what your mouth's saying.
Yeah.
I like it.
But, you know, Dino's going to win it. Because Dino's very consistent. You know what I mean? He's going to get down the track.
Listen, Dino's a people's champ. When he go to the last 2 or 3 years, he's been to Florida. I won so much money on Dino, it's paid for the whole trip, plus some.
Yeah, he will make.
I mean, Dino's knocking out some. He's knocking out some big heavy names down there.
He does. Hey, I got to get a man the trip. The man went all the way to Fayetteville. The people wouldn't run him because they couldn't make the trip. He goes straight down Fayetteville, straight down Broadway with his A to B. He called it his A to B tune-up. Got to give him credit.
He will race. He's not scared to race. Them boys gamble.
I want to know about the All-Steel-All-Glass shootout.
All-Steel-All-Glass, you got and this is nitrous. All-Steel-All-Glass nitrous. You got an update to it. Because a couple people couldn't make it. So you got the alternate Tron Zen, Franklin Saint. You got Mob Ties, Marquis.
In the way.
You got the Warden. Is the people's chance. And new, hot off the press, nobody knows, but Jason Gray, he's waiting on parts. He's not going to make it in time. Well, what he's waiting on, so Betty Wright has taken Jason Gray's spot. Betty Wright is in. And the White Monte Carlo. That's a good one. So, JB, pick the finals. Pick a ride and ride.
Finals. So, you said, hold up. Betty Wright.
Warden. Mob Ties and Franklin Saint.
Well, I'm going to say, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Franklin and Mob Ties in the finals.
And that's a crowd pleaser. Don't get it twisted. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Jeff. Who are you picking the finals to be with that All-Steel-All-Glass nitrous?
I can't really pick the finals because the fuckers we think might be in the finals might be each other first round.
That's
I got
true.
Mob Ties.
I got Mob Ties winning.
You got Mob Ties winning? Sammy, yeah. Who are you picking, Sammy?
I'm going with my tuna.
Your tuna, Kenny Fox. So you going with Betty Wright?
Well, I didn't know he was
involved. You going with Betty Wright?
I go with the underdog, Betty Wright.
I say it's going to be a close one with Franklin Saint and Mob Ties.
Who said that?
Tricky Rick.
Ricky, what you say?
It's going to be a tight one with Franklin Saint and Mob Ties in the final.
That's a good possibility.
But I got a question for y'all. I got a question for y'all about the rules, and I don't know whose rules or what the rules are, but it's just an in general question.
Okay.
I saw some rules, and this was for Gordo's race at Maple Grove, and it says
those are my
stock
rules.
Up.
Those
okay,
are the same rules. Also, glad.
So are those the same rules that apply for this race here?
I think Fred's. Whose rules you use? You use CJ's rules, right? CT's rules, right?
What, for All Steel, All Glass?
Yeah.
I think I did. Don't quote me. Man, I haven't done so much.
All right, well, this is just an in general question, and I'm just going off of what I saw with Gordo race. It says stock appearing interior. How do you break that down?
Asking
that question because I asked about the dash. Could you have a fiberglass dash, or does it have to be a factory dash? And he said factory, but it says factory appearing.
No.
So you can have a factory
fiberglass
dash.
Goldo yeah. told you this?
Well, he sent me.
Those are my rules, and you can have a fiberglass stock appearance dash.
Okay. Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
When you saying appearing, that puts a gray area in there for things to be misconstrued or misunderstood. Because y'all are talking about it, that's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah. No aluminum dash, but you can have a factory. It has to be and carpet. The carpet. You have to have carpet on the car. And it used to be two seats, but now you can put one seat with carpet, with door panels.
Okay.
Door panels could be sheet metal, but not open doors. You know what I mean?
I got you. Okay. I was going to reach out to you, Sammy, but again, because I'm hearing y'all talk about it, I just raised a question while we were on the phone.
Chris.
Yeah.
Fred, what's my new name?
Yeah.
What's my new name?
All Still All Glass King.
Mr. All Still All Glass.
Shady.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it on this platform. I give credit is due. I've been to Sammy's race when Sammy ran the class. I've been to Gordo's race, Kahuna's Nationals, when he ran the class up there in the north. You know, we were at ACO, we were at Island Dragway. I have never seen, I think the biggest all-steel, all-glass car count that I've seen from 410 Grudge Dreams to me and my team. And, you know, I've been in the game for 5.5, going on 6 years. Started at Capital Raceway, right, with big money. What I'll say is the biggest car count I've ever seen was somewhere between 18 to 20, maybe 20. Sammy, we were at the Kahuna's Nationals last year, November on a Sunday, and it was like 40-some degrees, 50 degrees outside. It was freezing up there. He had like, and Sammy, you can quote me if I'm wrong, like 40 or 41 cars, and people were coming still trying to get in.
A little too much, but, yeah, it was 33 cars. I had to kick out. three cars, I think.
Well, you had to kick out some. I know you had, let everybody in, you would have had about 41, 42 cars. Am I right or wrong?
Yep, exactly.
I have never seen that. And then,
yeah, I was
Sammy,
say
how many did you just have at Island Dragway?
Island Dragway, just past 2 weeks ago, I had 22 cars.
Yeah, nobody's had 22. And, I mean, and the pot wasn't – I mean, it was nice pot. It was still – what was it, 5,700, Sam?
Altogether, $6,100.
Huh? $6,100. $6,100? $6,100. Yeah, okay. So it's not a $10,000 pot free entry is the point I'm making. You know, he's been having them car counts with buy-ins and – like, I've never seen that before, so I'd label him Mr. All Steel, All Glass King.
And then Cojones Naturals, August 27th, is $10,000 plus the buy-in, so they could walk out with – somebody could walk out with $15,000 to $16,000.
And I don't want to put it out there, but Gordo told me the number that y'all had pre-registered already, Sammy.
Yeah.
It's gonna get crazy.
It's gonna hit.
What was that date?
August 27th.
August 27th.
Yeah, that's the date I'm trying to make.
And Mr. Right. Get Busy, y'all will absolutely be there on the mic, keeping it hype.
I got so far pre-registered. I got 29 cars.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nope, man, pre-registered 29 cars. That's crazy.
Well,
so shout out to you, Sammy. Nobody's doing it like you with that All Steel, All Glass. Is the point I'm making.
And where is that at, Mike, bro?
Hey, Sammy, where is that at? Maple Grove? Is that at Maple Grove?
Yeah, Maple Grove. Yeah, Maple Grove. What did I talk
about? How much is the buy-in, Sammy?
150.
All right.
Jeff, what did I tell you a couple of years ago?
About how big I was going to be,
Sammy? I told Jeff 2 years ago.
And
me and Jeff feel the same way about shootouts, but if I have to go shootout racing, I'm going shootout racing. I'm going to be a shootout bitch.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Jeff, your teammate is crazy, man.
He's nuts, ain't he?
He is. Hey,
Who's nuts?
So, Jeff, you didn't answer my question. So, you said either Brooks Brothers or Dino. So, you're saying that if you win that small block championship, that you will step outside of there and you will get in the paint with that small block you got?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dino's dead in the water.
You said Dino's dead in the water?
Yeah, I guess he's dead in the water.
You better watch your mouth. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Damn. Man, I said Dino dead in the water. Damn.
I'm going to tell you something. This is what I do like about if they do get the Cash Clay and Dino get the paint. Boy, it's going to be a dogfight at the tree because I know JJ going to be on the tree and Brandon stay on the tree.
It'd be a dogfight
at the tree.
Hey, you know we ain't been out testing a whole lot, right, Freddie? So
yeah,
we was out the other night, and that motherfucker let that button go.
He's good for the money.
That motherfucker, man, I tell you, that motherfucker cut over 20 like the first lick. I said, God damn, boy. He said, I'm sorry.
JJ's good for that money on that tree.
You want late, motherfucker?
He's good for that money on the tree, and that's a fact.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got that right in the bag. That's already in the bag. The 60 foot's in the bag. I don't see motherfuckers have a hard time. It's in the bag. You know, right now,
you sound like you don't think none of those small block guys can beat JJ off the tree.
Zero. Who's going to do it? Inexperienced Ron Epps or
Ricky might have smoke in his eyes and got them top knots. I don't know what he's going to be doing. There ain't no way in the world he can outleave it, leave the tree before that boy does.
They did bad off the tree. Just so it sounds like you got this whole shootout figured out.
Yeah,
I guess we might as well go ahead and give you the belt then.
Yeah, don't even tell them when he show up. Give me the belt and money. We're good.
The belt on the 20, don't forget 25K, Jeff, or 20,000.
Like saying, I'm going to the bank the night before, and I'm gonna get $101 bill. And every round we win, I'm gonna take that whole big hunk of $100 and just throw the motherfucker in the crowd. That little fucking car.
I know that's right.
Balls.
Jeff,
you're gonna start a riot at the track too.
I just took my robe to the cleaners. I gotta get it dry clean.
Yo, Jeff, if you don't bring the robe, don't even show up.
Hey, it's coming.
That's a part of the show.
Hey, it's coming.
You got to be on the starting line of shadow boxing.
That's what I'm going to do. And, hey, look, if he loses, I'm going to fall right out on the ground like I got knocked out. Pop.
Hey, Sammy. So, Sammy, I guess to say, it's safe to say that you're going to get in that $1,000 pool and you're betting on Cassius Clay. Sound like he's nervous, Jeff.
He's getting the lamb ready.
I had it on mute. I'm over here typing. Leave me alone.
Hey, look.
Yes.
Put me in any pool.
Huh?
Hey, Fred. Somebody that got in here a little late, but they in here 301 and then in 4067.
That's bad goat.
Oh, Lord. Oh, what the hell? The fucking bad goat. Motherfucker get in here right at the end, gonna talk shit, and then gonna go over his dead house and walk around with his fucking boxers.
Good God almighty. What the hell going on around town?
They said you the real goat now.
Nah, I ain't. I'm a goat, but I ain't no real. I ain't the real goat. I'm just what they call a field goat.
hey, bad goat.
Huh?
Jeff said that after he went a small block shootout, he's gonna run the winner of the 484 championship. What you think about that?
Oh, that's doable. That's doable. I ain't against that at all.
I think we can race that shootout and win that one easy.
Who won that again? Dino
Dino, Bush Brothers, Ransom Note, and 69.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say too much.
Yeah. They said that they were saying that it's gonna be Brooks Brothers and Dino. And they said that either one of them will fold that little small block up y'all got called Cassius Clay and just put in the mail.
God damn.
That motherfucker got some heavy duty springs on it. You can't just fold that bitch up like that.
They said y'all best stay in your damn lane with that small block.
We're gonna swerve right in their lane. Right out the small block lane, right in the 44 lane. Fuck it.
Hey Goat, since you're on here, pick a side and ride. All still all glass nitrous. Warden, Betty Wright, Mob Ties, Franklin Saint. Pick a side and ride.
I guess I'll go with Mob Ties.
Who's he going to be in the finals with?
Warden.
Ooh, that's different. Warden. Shout out to Young Jackson and Moot. Them young boys terrorizing.
I'm looking at all angles.
I like
that. That's what I come up with.
I like
Who's going to win the 4-8, bro?
Huh?
They're asking who's going to win the 4-8.
The 4-8-4? In the final, or who's going to win it?
Who's going to win it?
Probably, ain't no substitutes in the 4-8-4, is it?
Yeah, you got Game Time as the alternate.
Game Time and who all, and Holy Ghost and Dino.
Game Time the alternate. Holy Ghost is in, Dino's in, Ransom Notes in, and JC69 still.
Oh, shit. That was a tough one there. Probably Dino.
Hey, we let Sammy off too easy earlier too, man. Hey, who you picking between Tatiana and Charlie Brown?
Based off what I seen last week, I think old Maddie's gonna take care of business, probably.
Sammy.
For that money.
For that money?
Yeah.
Sammy, come out of the bushes.
I'm here. I'm listening. I was going to talk power people in the family. I'm going to tell Jarrell, keep it in the family and bet 50.
Now, hold up. Let me, since you on here, it all depends on who's driving that fucking wagon. Let's just say that. Gordo driving?
Gordo's not driving.
That's why I asked, is Gordo driving or Nova Joe driving?
It was a step that Gordo drive.
Yeah.
Not unless he's going to pay bunk out and relock it in.
Oh.
All right, so Gordo's driving. What's the difference? Gordo's a driver. He don't give a fuck. Gordo's a driver motherfucker.
No, listen. Y'all keep saying that, though. I got to give Gordo credit. He's been riding, man.
He always could drive.
He took a radio on
a mediocre prep track and still got down. Patting the motherfucker.
Not patting it.
Skating. Sideways
down
the track.
Hey, Sammy, what are we betting? DMV stand up. What are we betting, Sammy?
For you, Fred, $100.
Bet. That sounds like a good dinner.
Sammy.
You know how we like it.
Yes.
We got that 100
too, Tricky.
It's Avon.
Oh, Avon? Fuck you. I ain't betting you. You scared, bitch.
Hey. Who's scared? Your boy was running from me all weekend. So don't do that.
Prime me was looking for Charlie Brown in the daylight with a flashlight. Get busy, y'all.
No.
Yes.
Hey, Drell.
So you telling me, Avon, that motherfucking car ain't moved from when you unloaded it all day, right back in the trailer?
Right back in the trailer.
Ain't that a flip?
Hey, Drell, I got a question, Drell.
Yeah.
Now, who going to win out of Instigator and Dick President?
I'm back with the Instigator. Shout out to my man, Buck.
What time y'all racing, Fred?
Don't dodge your question.
I think after
you said no further question.
Don't dodge.
I think after we
run. Well.
Just one moment, please. All right, thanks. I think after we run the Instigator, we're gonna lock in Cassius Clay with their president.
Hey, we better lock him first off the trailer. Shit.
Yeah, we went off the trailer. We just need a New York
in the heat. No, we need all three.
It's got to be 3 o'clock in the heat.
Hey, right, we need all four, Fred. We need lane choice.
Damn.
We need the break, the clear, and the back top.
Man, they need it all. Christmas in the summer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then they said that Jarrell got to wear that suit and line the car.
Oh, the pinstripe? The pinstripe?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'll be a hot motherfucker. Good Lord.
Hey, Jarrell, make sure you bring that suit with you. Because we go down there and race that small block shootout, I'm going to put my robe on, and you're going to put your goddamn suit on. You're going to be out there backing him up with your suit on.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
That's gonna be a new version of Don King. Goddamn Don Goop.
I'm serious.
Y'all might fucking make me pull that motherfucker out. I got to put it in the cleaner.
Yeah, go get it cleaned up. Look. We're going to put a show on if we win or lose. We're going to do something, man. Get the goddamn suit. I'm going to get that robe.
Because sure enough, if you win both of them fucking deals, oh, man.
I'm going to tell you, you got to give Rogers Motorsports, you got to give Jeff credit. He got both his cars out there in two of the biggest races of the DMV next weekend. That's 100, and you ain't even have oil pressure with one of them before you committed to it, and you said fuck out turnout.
Okay, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. I'm gonna buy. Look, we get done with this racing, I'm gonna buy a goddamn drill, brand new suit.
I take a better gift. Pick me for a round in the big tire and let me win. Shit.
I won't let you whip me again, and my goddamn life depend on it. Your motherfucking ain't gonna whip me again. I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
Don't choke.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what I do. If you bring that suit down there, and you guarantee me you're gonna get on the track. Back him over that suit and that hat on. We'll race first round. I'll let you win because that'd be my test hit before I race Illuminati.
Yeah.
Money.
I ain't bringing that goddamn. Oh, no, I might lock that shit in.
You got money.
Let me go pull that bitch out.
For
now.
Yeah. It's going to be a good day. It's a good day today.
It's going to be a good day for the DMV. Hey, y'all, listen, I can't tell you no names, but you got some
money talk.
Small block killers. Huh?
I said money talk.
You're going to have to pay me pretty good for me to get this one up. But you got some small block killers coming from down south. They said they will run anybody in that small block shootout for your much. And they're coming in the back door of the DMV. They're going to be on the property. And they're looking for action. They do not want to be announced, though, so I couldn't announce it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say one of them's coming all the way from Florida.
Who's in Florida, Jeff? Who's in Florida down there, JB and Jarrell? One of y'all know who comes out of Florida.
I know who it is, but I ain't saying.
I already know who it is. Who is it?
They get knocked down, too. Shit.
Who is it? Talk
this will be a long trip back to Florida, that's all.
I'll just say this. They might have a G body if it's who I think it is.
They're busy, y'all.
we can entertain that one, Jeff.
JB,
we entertain that one, Jeff. Huh?
Are they trained to go?
That damn shame no Paul.
Yeah.
That's right. I got a couple surprises for y'all. It's going to be a good
damn,
race at DMV.
Oh, damn, Freddie.
Well, listen, but Freddie, the best thing to do, all the shootout cars are still in after the first round. You know, take down everybody still got old pressure. Y'all let that dude out of New York run on them boys. You know,
no, he said if he can't get in, He's running everybody. He won all of y'all. I talked to Mike last night.
But I'm saying I know that, but you can't do it because you're going to make a shakedown at 8. You got to break somebody at 9:30 and 11 o'clock. You ain't got time for 50 minutes.
Yeah, no, but he's going to grudge race in the meanwhile. He is.
Listen, Big Mike and his team, they're coming to gamble.
So you're telling
and they don't care who it is.
So you're telling me it's not mandatory that we make eight o'clock shakedown. You can race during the day if you want. You can make test pass and race somebody during the day.
Yeah, so Jeff, if I remember right, let's just say, for instance, I don't have my paper in front of me, but let's just say, for instance, my apology, y'all. My baby girl's carrying me to get some tacos.
You can't eat tacos at 11 o'clock. Motherfucker.
Yeah, I just did.
You won't get a good night rest.
Right. But listen, check this out, Jeff. Let's just say, for instance, if I said, I don't know, but let's just say I said shake y'all down at 7. So it's 7.
You can't shake us down at 7.
I'm just saying, for instance, man, you can tell, man, I shake y'all down when I want to.
I can't work that fast.
I'm using it for example. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
7, 8:30, 10 o'clock.
What's your goal time to get first round started with them?
5:30.
But you got to try to get that big tire shit out of the way so that you can glue that track up to the hill.
We're
going to
have that done before 7.
That's what I'm saying. So after Luminati and me race.
The after-dark stuff is going to start after you and Illuminati run, and it's strictly going to be based on the only thing after that point, after you and Illuminati run, is only going to be shoot them four car shootouts and grudge racing.
Yeah, it'd be radio prep from then on.
From 8 to 12. From 8 to 12, ain't gonna be nothing but four car shootouts and grudge racing. Get busy.
So you gonna start your shootouts and stuff early though. Your 410 grudge stuff.
Yeah, I mean the keyboard nationals and the keyboard nationals and the all still all glass and the all motor shootout, that stuff's gonna start at 3 o'clock. Win, lose, or draw. We don't care what the hit count. We're not waiting a minute.
Right.
Because we can't. It has to be over with. The goal is to have all of that stuff over with before we start running the four-car shootouts. We do not want to be entertaining finals of those early shootouts the same time that we're doing the four-car shootouts, two different programs.
Yeah, because I believe what Larry Butler said, 5 o'clock first round for the big tire?
No, it's going to be earlier than that.
Well, I mean, y'all need to get on the same page because that's what he keep announcing.
Man, who the hell do you think you are? You don't even know if we're on the same page, Jarrell.
Hey, Fred, I'm just going by what's getting advertised.
Sit his young ass down.
Don't give me the wrong information then. Shit.
Nah, girl, I'm not messing with you. We'll be on the same page. But it's gonna be early though, because we can't start it later.
We cannot have that stuff running
through those 4 car shootouts.
Man, I gave you the wrong thing, man.
Yep.
They gave me them dang
I'm gonna be wore out goddamn Saturday night.
The Martin's assignment with the center box stuff in the middle. Yeah.
Jarrell, you running the keyboard nationals?
Yeah, I'm gonna be fucking racing Bad Dog, fucking crewing on Jeff, both his cars, all that shit.
Damn.
Jarrell, you're in the points, ain't you? Aren't you high up in the points in the keyboard nationals?
Yeah, I'm in second place, tied with goddamn Jeff. I gotta get away from his ass.
Jeff, you're running. You're gonna run the keyboard nationals too?
Here's the situation. They can get away from me now because all I'm going to do is I'm going to use my shakedown as first round of the keyboard national. You know what I mean? So when I make a shakedown, it'll be first round. So I'll get points and I'll be making a shakedown. Then I'm going to put my shit on ice and wait for this goddamn illumination, whatever y'all call it.
Numa can, what do you call it?
I don't wait to set my shit up. I mean, I'm going to make one test pass. Then I'm going to sit there and wait till 7:30. They can have that Keyboard National that day. I'd catch back up in points. It ain't hard to catch them guys.
Jeff, honestly, I'm surprised you're running the Keyboard Nationals that day. You got so much
Let me explain. You want me to explain this to
him? Oh, I got it. Freddie, what I'm doing is I'm going to use it because you don't have to make a shakedown. I'm going to use my first round in the Keyboard Nationals as a shakedown.
Okay.
Before I run Luminati. So I get points for making that shakedown. I mean, I get points for running first round. But I gotta make a shakedown anyhow. So I might as well do it first round. Then the second round, if I win, I just go ahead and forfeit second round. I just sit there and wait for Luminati.
So why? So you're gonna eliminate Jarrell first round, and then he's gonna be. And then the second round.
So what he's saying is,
he's gonna be pit crew. He's gonna be pit crew after that.
Well, here's what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do is, being I'm not planning on running second round. I think Jim Teachman is leading points. So
yeah, he's in front of us by 20 points.
Well, I'm gonna call him out first round.
I'm
gonna call him out first round.
What'd you say,
Darrell? Wasn't you in points leading one time?
Yeah, I lost my points lead the last race. So me, Jeff, and Joe Smith tied for second place.
So what I can do, Freddie? So we're allowed to make call outs first round of that Keyboard National. So first round, I'm going to call out the number one guy. So if I beat him, he can't get no more in front of us. You know what I mean? Because I'll be tied with him.
That's a good strategy. I like it.
Yeah, and get him. And I got to make a. Like I said, I got to make a test. I got to make a shakedown anyhow. So I'm able to do it first round.
Hey, Illuminati says, shake till your ass catches fire. They're gonna tear you up.
They gonna have to shake till their ass catch a fire on goddamn Saturday.
Damn, Jarrell.
Huh?
Hey, listen to me.
That was bad. That was rough.
Hey, it's all big tire. Most of the track is gonna be treated for big tire action up till 7 o'clock, right? Right? Am I correct?
What you say, Jeff?
So it's a lot of big tire action going on all the way up till 8 o'clock, 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30, yeah.
Right. So where is that motherfucker going to get time to test and tune that raggedy motherfucker Illuminati at? He going to get lined on the 3 o'clock lap? He going to test 3 o'clock in the sunlight? Right.
Hey, Jeff.
Then you got to get in line at 7:30. Yeah.
Listen, when you said not in the lanes, but in the water box by 7:30. I said, boy, Jeff, I damn, he done pulled his graduate experience out on him on this one.
I mean, they got top tier tuners and all that over there. They should be able to adapt to the condition.
You can. Yeah, you can. You can adapt to the condition, but you got to slow the motherfucker down to the condition.
Jeff, I'm going to tell you, that was damn near a trick bag.
They're going to have to go on one. That's all I'm going to say.
Fred.
Hmm?
Fred.
Yeah.
You're talking to Team International, the Trick Bag Kings.
hey,
JB.
I'll get y'all close.
Hey, JB, still
hey, look. Hey, Fred, we're going to show them that fucking big tire, that big tire is universal tire.
I want you to pick one now. You want to ask, who's gonna win that Illuminati execution?
Who are you asking?
I'm gonna tell you, Jeff. You just put a hell of a scenario in the game. You said, hold on, go back to that. You said that first of all, you get the 1-1.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yep.
And you're saying that y'all, what time y'all got to run by?
7:30. The water box is 7:30.
Oh, I need that.
We're gonna set the track down about 7:10, 7:10, 7:15.
Avon, okay. Where are you at, Avon? Avon.
And I'm betting what? How y'all gonna do that? How y'all
what?
Gonna do that, Fred? So you gonna prep one and then just drag the other?
Yeah.
We get to do whatever he can do whatever he wants his lane. I tell him what to do.
You just
gonna
drive that?
Avon,
okay.
I know you love Luminati. How much? Fred, I know you love
the question, JB.
Luminati. Fred, I know you love Luminati. How much?
Well, that goes to show you, that goes to show you're not smart because we don't bet against that. Tell them about our East Side family. We don't bet against each other.
Mm-hmm. We hang together.
Now I'm gonna be honest with you. That one, Jeff, you definitely might have played your cards right on that one.
No, I mean, listen, he sipped the race right. I gotta give Jeff credit.
He
pulled out his grudge experience. He sipped the race right.
He did. That's a smart half black bitch on that one.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey, Sammy.
Yo,
Sammy. What you calling me for?
You like
Luminati? Hold on, Avon. Hold on.
You like Luminati?
We don't bet against Jeff.
No, no. You kept your mouth shut, Fred.
I ain't bet against Jeff. Jeff know that.
Jeff know that. What's understood ain't got to be spoken. We ain't got to tell you nothing. But I tell you what we do like, though. We like trying to deal with Charlie Brown off the trailer for y'all's much. Mouth.
No.
Mouth.
You know what, Fred? I'm sick of you.
Straight off the ramp.
Cojones Nationals.
For y'all's
much. Cojones Nationals. I'm sick of you. Cojones Nationals, retarded horse versus try me. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Off the trailer. Fuck it.
Hey. August 6th, come before the 27th. Last I checked on the calendar.
I got no oil pressure by then. That's next week.
We're talking about Charlie Brown. We're talking about
we'll do Charlie Brown until you get oil pressure. And then we'll do you when you get some.
Look. Fuck it. Is it locked in?
You can get it locked.
Is it locked in?
We want to lock it.
So go on the phone, lock them in, and I'll bet you.
Oh, Lord.
Let's
what you mean? Say you in? You lock everybody else's car in. What you waiting on?
I'm DP ready. Fuck you. Lock in.
How much?
Your much.
I'm sick of you, Sammy. The only thing I appreciate from you was that good food you gave me from your wife's good cooking.
Now, fuck you. Now you're not getting no food on the 6th. I'm going to make you smell it. Go buy it.
Hey, Sammy, if I can't get no food, you get no get busy.
I don't care, no get busy, nothing. I ain't getting no pudding, banana pudding from Avon either.
Cut it, Sammy, cut it.
Sammy, we're going to get you.
Hmm.
You know who you sound like?
Well,
no, we don't. No, we don't. Go ahead with that bullshit.
Who are them?
You don't want to know.
Avon Smart.
We don't sound nothing like them.
Mouth town.
Oh, shit. Where's Tricky Ricky? Tricky Ricky, where you at?
I'm here.
Tricky, don't they sound like them?
Nope.
Nah, they ain't. Can't nobody sound like them.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Tricky Ricky.
That's right. That's my man,
who,
Ricky.
Who you're in the hot seat right now. Who you like, Jeff or Luminati?
I'm gonna go with Jeff on that race. I said that Tuesday on what's his name, Joe Cho.
Another question: which car is cleaner?
What two cars?
Yeah, what's you talking about, Jeff and Illuminati?
Yeah.
Illuminati.
Which one has more wax on?
This one.
Sammy, you're a stupid one.
Those are questions I can't ask. But honestly, I haven't seen the Illuminati in person yet, so I don't know. It looked good in the pictures.
I didn't even
get to look at it when we was in Florida.
JB, who has more wax on?
Yo, Ricky, you didn't see the car in Florida?
I saw
some more wax. You don't need to look at the car. Who has more wax on it?
Which car?
Same answer between Jeff, and Illuminati. Who has more wax?
Oh, you're saying who's? You being stupid. So yeah, you're saying Illuminati is cleaned up pretty well.
Yeah, she got plenty of wax on it.
Hey, JB, who you like in that four-car shootout next Friday?
Man, that's shit.
He said top clutch.
You got boosted.
He likes top clutch.
No.
B&P, ladies night.
He's talking about the 4A4 car, the 5.3, and the two boosted cars.
Damn, 5.3. God damn.
Hey, that's who I like. All right, Josie Wells.
I don't know if Ziff get that motherfucker stick. Oh, have mercy, Jesus Christ!
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. I'm going with Josie
Wells. you just put some shit in the game, friend.
God damn!
You done that 484 is bad, man. Them boys trained to go.
Yeah. Did it get any action? Ain't get no action yet from up here?
No. I've seen them and Dave going back and forth.
Huh?
I've seen them and Dave Thomas going back and forth.
Oh. They're coming up here, though, for sure? They coming up here way for sure, Freddie?
Who?
Josie Wells?
Yeah, he's going there for sure. Why, you want some smoke? Because my job is that you mess up.
Who's he trying to race?
You.
What's he trying to do with that goddamn Illuminati?
No, they were going back and forth about a race. I didn't see how it ended, but I ain't seen a lot yet. I think Dave offered in the back tire if I thought right.
Fred, if Black Nasty.
Huh?
And Illuminati, if Black Nasty and Illuminati go at it, who you like?
I'm going with DMV. Stand up. Illuminati. But
Apollo?
I think that race will be a dog fight. I'm gonna keep it real. Before there wasn't Illuminati, I'm also a Black Nasty fan, but I'm going with Dave. But you gotta pick a side and ride.
Okay, interesting. How about you, Apollo?
Who are you going with, Mel?
Shit, you already know where I'm going.
Where?
You know where I'm going. I said it months ago.
You said you were going Black Nasty. I know you said Black Nasty.
I had to ride with Black Nasty.
Who said that?
Jarrell,
you going with Black Nasty?
Yeah, fuck it.
Tricky Ricky.
Because Illuminati going to be exposed at 7:30. 7:32. That motherfucker going to be exposed.
So you keep running your mouth, I put Dave on bag dog.
No, the fuck you won't. That's why you ain't hear that name come up.
JB, you in the hot seat too. Who you like?
What?
Tricky Ricky what?
Tricky Ricky and JB. Illuminati, Black Nasty.
Illuminati.
Jordan.
JB.
I'm going to be honest. All right, Sammy, can I be honest with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I ain't never seen Black Nasty make a shakedown. You haven't? I seen some backdoor shit have video, but I ain't never really seen it make a
video.
Full
I know they ride now. I'm gonna call them.
No, now
I was,
there's a reason why.
If anybody
there's a reason
a
why
ride,
it's like that.
Listen, if anybody has a hot ride that has the potential to beat a car of Illuminati caliber, I would say it is definitely Black Nasty.
But how it goes back again, who said it earlier? Money, math, and mystery?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You don't show what you got.
No, listen, them boys.
That's the great part
about it. One thing
for
sure, y'all know, Rock is a grudge racer.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to play the game better than most.
It's all about the hustle.
It's all about the hustle. And the difference is, you know, Dave's got the program. He's got a bad hot ride. He's got one of the best tuners in the game. He's got a really good driving Keenan. But Rock, when it comes to the grudge game and how he strategizes, he's got the edge there. See, 90% of this is mental.
Well, I can agree with what you're saying, Fred. My only outtake on that is I think the difference is going to be just in the cars itself, because Illuminati is a purpose-built radio-tied car.
Purpose-built
where Black Nasty is a purpose-built big-tied car converted over to a radio.
Great report.
And in my opinion, that was why they couldn't get it going in Florida when they
were struggling.
Initially tried to get the race going. Yeah. So there's a difference in how the cars are built and set up. And it takes a little time to get
that
big.
You know when you took them big tires off your car and put them small tires off, it was a learning curve.
Man, who you telling?
So what you just said was an excellent report.
I went the opposite way.
Well, Sammy, you backwards anyway, so that's to be expected.
I was just going where the money was at.
I know that's right. They do have some big pots. But I'm going to be honest with you. Listen, Illuminati, people don't like the fact that Dave and them say they're the baddest, you know what I mean, on the team. But I'm going to tell you, somebody's got to beat them, though, because they got a top-notch program from front to back.
But Rock
said
the same thing.
They got a top-notch program. But Rock
said the same thing.
Who they beat?
Who they beat? But they can't.
Oh,
listen, ain't like there's a whole lot of people just
Willie
out there trying to race.
Willie Dog just went wet red for the bread against Tony Bynes.
It is. We just went red for the bread against 8-Ball and back bar. Things happen in grudge racing. Yeah, babe.
Look, the only thing you got to worry about, though, Fred, is that goddamn Black Nasty. They got goddamn Phil Schuler working on that car, and Phil Schuler's going to tell them if they can whip. Phil Schuler knows if they can whip him or not. He ain't dumb.
No, Phil ain't get to be where he's at in the game by being nobody's fool.
Right. So he ain't gonna let them go out there if he thinks they're gonna be with.
Hey, but listen.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't even me telling nobody nothing, because I'm sure a couple of people see this. Keenan was fucking with Phil real hard at one point. I don't know if they fell off, but then Keenan fooling with somebody else. When they was in Florida, they had that little thing going on. But Phil does have a history of evil. From what you see is like Phil don't really have that finesse to get it to go A to B. And a couple cars that he fooled with, he either overdo it or it just ain't there. So you got to kind of, you know, be a, which I'm sure everybody on here is, but you got to be a student of the game and watching what you're watching.
You got to do your homework.
Seeing, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. Kenny Hupp is going down that track.
And I tell you, one person that is always prevalent with is bipolar.
Mm-hmm. You just said a mouthful. Hey, Ricky boy, you on point tonight, boy. I like it. You done done,
I
got, done, done his grudge homework.
I got
but
another dumb
me,
question.
Hmm.
Where's Fat Albert?
Fat Albert's taking
on
some
the
time
road
off,
again.
Man. Leave him alone. He's taking some time off.
He just been on the road again.
He'll be there Saturday.
Fat Albert, Fat Albert doesn't do the JB show.
You going down the beach for you on Saturday?
Huh?
Come to the beach Saturday?
No. My anniversary.
Oh.
Boy,
okay,
listen,
okay.
I got this phone on speakerphone, and my wife just heard that. She's over there shaking her head. You trying to get me killed, boy?
Oh, my bad. Just make sure the wheel right then.
Fred, you said you were coming. You coming to the beach and with
some
lamp.
Say, I'm about to hang this phone up. Hey, Sammy,
who you lying
hey,
to?
You know what they say? Snitches get stitches.
Damn, Fred.
Snitches get stitches.
Hey, boy,
this ain't no girl. This is my wife, boy. 24 years together, baby boy.
Man, that's almost long enough being alive. God damn.
That's right. You're young, boy. So next time when you come
Fred?
Over to the house, Jarrell, next time you come to the house, you do chores over here with your young son.
Fred, how old are you, Fred?
Old enough to be your daddy.
Bullshit.
Nah, I'm 44.
You're 44.
You ain't that old, Fred.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm 54.
Damn, Fred, you older than me?
No, Sam, you like 64.
Sammy's not as old as you think he is.
How old
no,
is you, Sammy?
Young.
It's different. New York time. New York
Sammy
is different. 48.
I bet you he ain't even in his 50s.
No, he's 48.
No, he's probably about 53, 51, 52.
I think Fred's right. He's like 48, 47.
I'll be 48 in September.
Man, you let that motherfucker last you if you want to.
Is that New York age or what? What is that? You know, y'all age a little fast up there.
Man, look, Sammy ain't no motherfucking 48. We had this conversation on Joe's show 2 weeks ago.
I'm 48.
I ain't gonna tell us.
I came out of my mother's vagina in 1974.
Hey, Ricky, he's about 68.
I ain't gonna tell it, but he ain't no motherfucking 48.
I knew he was like 60 something. I knew he was lying to me.
Well, look, hey, I just did my homework. His birthday say 1974, so unless he lied, he 48.
September 28, 1974.
I knew that.
Hey, listen,
well, I said that bitch.
You can put anything on Facebook and a pair of lipstick or anything.
Move for it.
Go who wants to see my birth certificate? Goddammit!
No,
don't
show
look,
it to
my shit on
that motherfucker
my
raggedy
shit on
as
Facebook
hell.
Say I still live in Washington D.C. I don't live in D.C. So you can put any fucking thing on Facebook.
Right.
But JB's a young one. How old are you, JB?
40.
I just turned 40.
God damn, JB, you 40 only?
Yeah.
You still wet behind the ears?
You can say that. That shit, I don't feel it.
Jarrell, how old are you,
Jarrell?
Jarrell
the young buck. Jarrell ain't even
30.
Jarrell's
like 20, man. That boy like 26 or something.
They said he's 28, I thought. That's what he posted.
How old are you, Jarrell?
Jarrell still play with a pocket pussy.
Ah. Jesus.
Yo. Well, y'all ain't this bad, yo.
Yeah, this dude messing my schedule up, man.
Hey man, listen, we got two good weekends of good grudge racing in the DMV. You know, this Saturday, the Uncle Larry's Custom Tees, and then next Saturday, Bridge Wars and After Dark Underground. We're going to make grudge history. We're going to make grudge history.
Let's get it.
You're going to have one man in the DMV own the title of both goddamn cops.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, and that's very possible. It could happen. That would be crazy, Jeff. That would be crazy. So, Jeff,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy some billboards on 301. I'm down there in D.C. I'm going to put my face all over the billboards and all that shit. I'm going to take that $25,000. You're going to see every time I ride on the road, look up on the sign, you see the world's baddest motherfucker there.
That $25,000, I don't care what nobody said. That's a good day in the office. $25,000, that's a nice lick.
Then we're going to have the other 10 over there at Illuminati. Shit, I don't have enough to buy me a damn used car.
That's right. Hey, JB, while we're on here, I'm in the market for an RV. So if you see anything nice on that, let me know.
I'm about to send you some pics in about 2 minutes.
You don't have to look too far.
But let me let y'all know now. I ain't looking for them hundreds. I'm looking for that 50. I'm looking for that 50 and under.
You don't have to look too far.
I'm about to send you something right now. Hold that thought.
You don't have to look too far, Fred. I got one over here for 70.
I just said 50 and under, Sammy. Anybody got your money?
That was his 70.
Right.
I mean, that was his. My fault. That was his 50. My bad.
Right. Sam, what you selling yours?
Yeah. I don't want no extra. Just fucking pay it off and take it. I got I paid 140 for the bitch.
What year is that?
17.
Send me some info.
All right.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Check your messenger. Well,
let me see.
No, your text message. It should be coming through now.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
I got a new car, a new grudge car coming out, right? So yep. I'm gonna send you some pictures later. But
awesome.
What about this name? You know what the new name is gonna be?
What is it called?
Leroy Brown.
Oh my God.
Leroy Brown.
Why you ain't call him Leon Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Leroy Brown. Baddest man, the whole
name. JB, I ain't seen the all the pictures, but I like the exterior and I definitely like the price.
Yep. Partner of mine got it, said it's got to go.
Okay. That's like
I sent
40,
you the rest.
Right?
Yeah.
That's like a
40
footer. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Sammy, what size is yours?
29.
It's not no 29.
Huh?
Yours is a 29?
Yeah. It's really
they say
29, but it's really a 30.
Okay. I thought it was
Fred,
like a
30. Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
You get that motherfucker, man, we go to the track and park yours next to Tammy's, man. It'd be a party.
I know, right. Yes, sir.
I bought that bit. I just bought it online like a dumb one. I just went online and bought it.
That's what people do when they got money, Sammy.
I had to go all the way to fucking...
That's what people do when they got money.
I had to go to Wisconsin to get it. Wisconsin.
Thanks, JB.
It was pretty when I first bought it. Now she's dirty.
6-5, 6-7-2.
Yes, sir. Well, fellas.
Victory.
Yep.
JB.
I was just about to let you. I just got the message. Thank you. Your episode is ended. We will be cutting, processing the audio, and shutting you down soon. That's motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Hey, JB, thanks
but
for.
You know what? I had a good time getting back on here, kicking the shit, and being able to relax and get away from badass kids, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, I want to say this, JB. You didn't get to the point of asking Fred, how or why he got into promoting and wanting to do
I'll
the race and stuff
real
like
quick.
That.
Yeah,
I'll
go
try
ahead.
To do that real quick. So I'll say for me, 410 Grudge Dreams. We've been 5.5 years now, right, going on 6 years. So, you know, great team. You guys just see me in the forefront, but I got a great team. And then I got to give credit to my brother from another, my brother for real, and / mentor, Monster Jones. It wouldn't be no 410 Grudge Dreams if it wasn't for him pushing me in my back and telling me, you know, this. I see you in this space. So I got to give credit where credit is due. But for me, it's grew up with my brothers, my older brothers. You see my brother Debo, Bobby, who drives my car, their presidents, and drove Frank White. And then my other two older brothers, Donald and Timmy, they own the Nova called the Hawk. So for me, I'll say 25-plus years ago, racing kind of saved my life. You know, they brought me out of the streets. With racing, and it gave me something to look forward to. Me and my best friend, and we started going to the track with my older brothers way back in the early 90s. And then they were grudge racing, and that's what the culture I grew up in, where you show up to the track, you get your man at the track, you know, you bet some reasonable money, you have fun, you shake hands, and then you keep it money moving, and you come back and you do it again next weekend. As a matter of fact, when the track closed, we carried it to the street. So that's the culture that I grew up in. My whole family has been in racing, all of my uncles. I got a big family. And, you know, we've been in this, you know, this grudge culture for a very long time. So the passion for me when it comes to the grudge game is not about the money. It's about the love of the game and the love of the sport. And I'm a fan first. So I just put together races from a promotion standpoint that I think myself as a fan and other fans would love to see. So when you see the programs, no matter what track venue it's at, that's what it's about. It's about me being a fan. I'll tell you, if you say, Fred, tell me what's most exciting to you, it's when I'm on the microphone, you know, talking my talk and being able to be right in the middle as a fan. I feel like I'm back in my younger days as a young kid going to the track, always wanting to get closer to the action. So that's most exciting for me from a fan's perspective. You know, a lot of people get to see the promotion side of it, but I'm more of a fan than anything. So it's just about for the love of the game and the love of the sport and being able to keep these tracks open because, you know, I remember the owner of US 13 Dragway called me a couple of years ago and said, "For Big Fred, I need you. I know you're at Capital Raceway, and I know this is where you do all your events, but can you bring some of that action back to the Eastern Shore where you spend, you know, majority of your life at?" So, you know, we're just true to the game, man. We love the game. We love the sport. People think, oh, man, it's a lot of money and, you know, a lot of pocket watching. Well, ain't no money in this promotion stuff. And JB, you know that yourself.
Yeah.
If people really knew the money that it takes, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Jeff, you know. Sammy, you know, ain't no money in this, man. We don't do this for the money. You know what I mean? Because I could, you know, do something with a lot less time and make way more money. So it's definitely not for the money, but people will get pocket watching and thinking that you're making a killing, but that's definitely not the case. You know what I mean?
That's
so,
definitely the case.
You know, I come from the culture of, you know, we pay our way, we pay as I go. You know what I mean? So for me, you know, Ricky, it's just about, you know, just being true to the game, you know, helping to keep the sport alive and giving us a place where we can do what we do. Because, honestly, man, sometimes it's so, you know, I got a lot going on with my other businesses. It's so overwhelming. Every year I said, I'm not going to do this no more. I'm not going to do this no more, right, because I don't have the time. And then I got some good people around me, like, you know, my brother Avon and Ricky and my brother Bobby. You know, they inspire me. And they said, man, you can't quit. You got to keep going. You know what I mean? Or I get on the phone 7 o'clock in the morning, me and Monster, here's the big Fred. You can't quit. You got to keep going. So I'm just thankful to have good people around me who support me 120% and who keep me a bit much. And I'll tell you, like, today, Avon was like, man, you look overwhelmed, man. I know this race is, you got a lot on you. Like, you need to, after this race, take a minute. So that's the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people don't get to know or get to see because I'm a perfectionist. And when I give somebody my word is my bond. So a little bit longer than what I wanted to, man, but I'll sum it up and say all of it comes from the love of the game.
That's what's up.
Good report. Good report.
Yeah, and racing saved my life, helped save my life, really. As a young man, you know, headed down the wrong path.
Oh, well, hey, we might have the same story because I got, kicked out of Virginia Union, put on probation. I went and spent a little time away, and then I started hitting the road with old Jay Ball.
All of that.
So, I know how you feel, brother.
Yeah, man, so. You know, we, you know, like I said, the culture's changed a lot because the internet is you know, put a monkey wrench in the game, so to speak. You know what I mean? And listen, I engage in it. So it's fun because you got, you know, no one form of communication gets to everybody, so you got to be with the times, so to speak. But I'll say that just talking to a lot of the racers behind the scenes, a lot of the internet is killing